Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
If you wanna do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2 until the next time I see you. But these last $2. The one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. Cause he'd been sneaking around every night. Over here, yeah, got caught up in this scene, and I put all of my money in that doggone gallon machine.
But these legs,
$2. At the casino, lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry, don't feel sorry, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 until the next time I see you.
But these legs,
$2, I'm not gonna lose. These last
$2,
I'm not gonna lose. Both for my bus fare are the one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. think I said it again. These last two
what we got going on, Uncle Larry? So far, so good, I guess. We got Mr. B coming on in a minute, you guys. Kay got me, and Terry got me sitting up here, I guess, doing my thing, I guess so. You guys got to bear with us for a second, and we get it all together and get us a good topic going. And, we talk about some drag racing and the upcoming events that's coming up. And we can get some lock-ins, I hope.
Oh, B, talk to me, Mr. B. Mr. D, Mr.
What's
D, what's happening?
Brother, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
There you go.
Actually, I'm still in the truck right now. We're gonna try to do a show. Healthy 2-5 Brother Cherry right now. And it got me feeling worse. I'm trying to do too many things at one time. You know, we're gonna make ourselves multitasking there for a minute. First things first, let me say hello to all the brothers out there in Radio Land or drag racing world. I'm trying to park this truck and talk at the same time. I got two hands, lad, but I need three right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so y'all gotta hold on with me for a minute. Bear with me for a minute. I got a container, tractor, and two hands. And it's not quite working out.
I bet you work it out, though.
Oh, I got to. Got to. It's going to work it out.
You're going
to
work it out.
Yeah,
you're
going to work it out.
Yes, sir.
We're going to work it out.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that's a little more better. Hopefully you guys give me that.
Hey, we're going to try to do this show for Terry tonight, brothers. He's got a few little engagements that he has to take care of, so he'll be on later. But we're going to do what we have to do for him until he get here.
I wonder why people don't want us to have the show. I ain't quite understanding that.
Because when Kay opened my mic up, I heard him say thanks for calling. And then the show went off. I'm like, what's wrong with the show? Then he called back again, the show went off again. It's like somebody playing games with it. But you know what that's going to be? It's going to stop nothing. One monkey don't stop no shows. We're not going to let one monkey stop
the show. No, because we determined to do this,
yeah,
man, and we're going to work
gonna
it out.
We're going to see her do this. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, we was having a little topic earlier, talking earlier today about this show. I was trying to figure out what would be a good topic for the night. And my brother came with a topic that just, I think, hit it right on money. He says, and I tell him I like that. I kind of like that topic. It's called It's Like That. Tell it like it is. So we're gonna try to tell it just like it is tonight in drag racing world. I had called a few of the brothers seeing, you know, who want to holler at us tonight and who want to talk and who don't. I get on this air every night and I hear them talking about fake races and this guy shouldn't race, and that guy should race. So we're going to tell it like it is tonight. As you know, Skin says, keeping it real. Tonight is going to be
telling
it like it is.
That's
no
right.
No line, no BS, and no cutting corners. We're going to call a spade tonight. And we're going to start off. I think we should start this thing off. Actually, I'm going to start off myself. That's what I think I do. You know, we got a lot of older guys like myself that comes on air. And we're on the radio show because we enjoy what we're doing. We love racing. It's just in us. You know, it's embedded in most of us, born and bred in it. So this is why we try to get on this air and give the young guys a little input on what we have done and what we have seen in the racing world in the past. A lot of times they don't take our advice. A very few do. And it keeps them spinning and spinning and spinning. I was talking to Kev earlier. I told him we need to play this song. He couldn't find it. We was trying to play a song by John Taylor called Big Head Hunters. I said, that's what they're doing right now. They're spinning Big Head Hunters. I've been trying to call one of my brothers all day today because he was on air last night. He said he didn't want Kimo to even be on the show until he do a race with someone. You know, but, hey, man, you know, some things sometimes just keep you from racing. Racing is not a top priority in a man's life. It's just what we love to do. Still got to live. Still got to support the family and kids. You know, those things have to come first. Putting drag racing first, we done made a mistake there. You know, that's not the way racing should be, even though some guys do it. Hell, I have done it myself. But that's not the way it should go. You know, this thing is a hobby that then became serious. But it still is a hobby first. You know.
Hey, D.
Yeah.
It has became so serious, D. You know, and that's why I took the position that I've taken now, D. I've sat back and I've gotten quiet. I don't even talk about no fellowship no more, man. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because of the simple fact that I feel bad about it, D. And the reason I feel bad because of the simple fact, I feel like the fans have been forgotten, D. When I say what I'm saying this here, the racist is the actors. The fans is the people that come, which is the audience.
That's true.
If you don't get an audience what they want, then you ain't really failing them. You're failing yourself.
So you did.
Because the fans, man, you know, and I'm saying this because all last year, D, I ripping and ran. And the reason I was ripping and running, because just like what you said, Trish, earlier, I love drag racing, man. You know, and it's something that was just embedded in me during the period of time when I picked it up a long, long time ago. But at the same time, here's some people that are turn around and come, take their time out from their jobs, and so far and so on, and travel hundreds and hundreds of miles and get there and pay to get in. And then they can't, what kind of satisfaction can they get if they can't have the shows? If they can't see the races, if they come that far to see Punk Out get paid, so on, it's get discouraged. Because I done got discouraged, D. I'm not going to run this year like I did last year. I refuse to do it, rip and run like I did last year. I refuse to keep on ripping and running around talking about fellowship and people make a mock out of it. I try to do something good and bring something good to the game. It's a lot of young guys that it could be. And I try to give them the benefits of not just drag racing, but the benefits, the reality about life itself, man, by fellowshipping with them, man. Because of the simple fact that if we don't have that energy about ourselves, we're going to lose a whole lot.
Yeah.
The thing that it is that I think the fans need to be appreciated a little bit more. And that's just my own personal opinion, you know, because I've been getting a whole lot of conversation, you know, and I don't like the gossip and all that kind of stuff, but you know they got to get these people. They got that's right.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. I have a problem with that. And like I said, this is gonna be telling like it is. I have a problem with this right here. And like I said, I haven't raced in years. But to me, racing is still the same. It's just on a higher level. I have a problem when they say this guy's a headliner. This is a high-profile race, you know. I always having a problem with that because you and I might run out of 14-7 cars for $1,000. That means just as much to us as the guys that ran the 8-second cars for $5,000, you know.
Yeah.
And when they basically what they're doing, man, is turn their back on the little man. If you're not the big kahuna, you know, you nothing. That's why I have a problem with that. Even with these shows, I've said this several times, I'm on practically every night. A lot of times I'm just listening, not talking. But actually, DJ Grant said himself, he have fans that have talked to him, and they tell him they want to call the show, but some of the things that they hear, they don't. To me, the fans don't get a chance to get on because you get the same people's on every night, myself included. You know, we lock most of the shows locked down, according to him. Don't let it be dog show. If it's dog show or BET show, you can't get in if you call after a quarter to that hour. You know, they start calling and lock the show down. Then nobody gets off there. You're on, and you're hearing the same thing every night. And what the fans get out there? What are the fans really getting out there? I don't see anything they're getting out of it. You know, I really don't. But then I'm just one guy. Who am I? You know.
Well, that's the same thing I said. I just said the same thing you said. Who am I?
Keeping it real or keeping it 100. I would say this way. My dad had me around a race car, and I'm a fan. I don't have a race car. This is the real baby walk, the west side of Chicago. I don't have a race car, and I love to go to the track, and I love to see drag race, and I love being around race cars. I love smelling the gas. I love looking at them cars going down the track. I love some of the race talk. And like you guys say, these guys taking this to a whole different level.
Damn phone.
Of black people doing the negativity. You can get more. You can get more support with negativity than you can do positive things. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand that. And you got guys that's older, man. These guys that's grown men, man. They need to grow up, dude. Or find them something else to do, man. Seriously, man, because it's really putting a black guy in grudge racing. These guys, like you say, D, you know, $1,000, you say a guy headlining a race on this and that, he raced for $5,000. I saw guys race for tons of money, $5,000, $10,000. That ain't no money racing no cars, man. I saw dudes race with way more than $5,000 and $10,000, man. At a time, I'm talking about back to back. So, like I say, it's like you say, Uncle Larry, it's getting discouraging as a fan to be listening to these shows. All these people trying to belittle people on these shows, telling them what they ain't gonna do, and these people got families too. They don't have to put all their emphasis in no race car, man. Life way more important than a fucking car. It really is, dude. Or going to the track, or being around, going to an event, or you know, life is more to life than that. So since we, you know, keeping it that way, that's the only thing I had to say, and I'm gonna let you brothers have the flow.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, D.
You must have went on mute or something, huh?
Kid is on. Kid's mic's open.
Yeah. Oh, Kid, mic over.
What's going on,
Kid?
Shit, nothing much. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, she was just hanging in there, doing like Snoopy. Hang on, Snoopy, hang on.
I heard that, Larry. And everybody
yes,
else
everything been all right with you?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. Yep, can't complain.
Okay.
Hey, Uncle Larry, you missed it. Gucci was over there barbecuing, man. Gucci had so much barbecue over there, I just left him over there.
Yeah. Oh, Gucci over there throwing down.
Yeah, he over there throwing down, man, you know.
Yes, indeed. I wonder what happened to D.
I guess he went and tried to park that old rig.
No, he had did that already. Yeah, he had done that.
Now,
there's so much going on with these shows and so far and so on, man. I ain't understanding it.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm trying to see the mic open. You know, it's all this.
Oh, okay, you back. Okay.
What's happening, D?
Yeah. He should be back in a minute, Kid.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Man, they slapped the clean off the show. I couldn't believe this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. I don't know what in the world going on, man. Somebody be messing with the board and stuff, man. I ain't understanding that.
I know. I didn't get a chance to get in last night to even listen, man. When I called, it was about 10 after 7. The shit, it was jammed.
Jam-packed.
Yep. I said, damn, mm-hmm. on the Tuesday.
Yeah, but if you had to hit me, kid, I'd have got you in. My phone hold about 20 people.
Oh, okay. Next time I'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Kids, we got any hands up out there? Kevin.
I think Kevin's still working with the board. He's trying to get everybody in.
Yeah.
What's going on, Robert, guys? Robert. What's the subject of the day?
Shake and bake, your mic is open.
Today's subject, shake and bake, is called Telling It Like It Is. No more fornication, no more lying, no more scheming and conniving, no more holding up for no one's feeling, don't want to hurt this guy's feeling. We're telling it just like it is today.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I got something on my mind. I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but I'm starting to find out there's a lot of underground things going on with these guys that we call grudge racers. Why we don't see a lot of grudge racers and these certain guys not racing each other, because they with each other. You know what I'm saying? You might see this one group of guys going against this one group of guys, and you wondering why he ain't going against this other group of guys. It's because they all cool. They all family.
And they mainly become family when they find out one too fast for the other one.
Pretty much. Or for another example, you might see a guy, he jugging on everybody. And then when you jug on that one crew, he's a part of that crew. When you jug on another crew, he's a part of that other crew. Then you jug on another crew, he's a part of that crew. And you sit there like, what's going on?
Yeah, who do we really belong to?
They call that friendship.
And then you got all these different crews. If they cool with each other, why don't they just make themselves one big crew and just end that? Then you ain't got this crew and this crew, this crew and this crew. You just got one crew. And if everybody cool with each other, they need to come together and say, we're going to negotiate on a name, because we ain't going to never race each other.
Well, see, I'm going to show you something about that. It's funny you said it. I'm glad you did. A lot of older guys, we be trying to give the young guys a little insight on what we are being in racing. And I have a friend of mine that moved out of Chicago 5 or 6 years ago. His name is Osa Trice. Trice used to tell us all the time, he said, when you whoop your friends, they make better friends. And he whooped my ass twice. And he's never lied. They make better friends.
And y'all became good friends.
I don't understand why you can't race a friend. Either because he's truly not a friend.
Right. If the guy know about your car, about what you run, then I can understand that. But I'm pretty sure everybody, even though they affiliated with these other guys, they don't know how fast they run.
No.
Just because you helped me with my car, you don't know how fast my car is.
That's true. That's so true. Like I said, man, I don't understand. I just don't. I've tried. I just don't understand how you can't race me and I can't race you, and I'm part of 15 different cliques. I just don't understand that.
I don't get it. You know, and then you trying to race this guy, and then you be like, then you hear your buddy, you don't want to mess with him because this crew over here is really, he's not in the crew, but he's with these guys. Like, so what? But he's going to say he don't want to race you. He's going to try to find a race for you to race somebody else.
That's another thing I find wrong with racing, too. It's too much, like you said, all this sneaking and whispering, you know. Man, he run 880s. You don't want to run him. He runs 760s.
Right.
Okay. If he runs 760, you know what my theory was about that when I was able to race was, the ETA would give me a cock and run. I said, if you run that, he's going to win. If you run 1/10 off, he's going to lose.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody wants to take a chance now and get out. Everybody wants to race one before you leave home.
And I know it's like picking the poison when you talk about class racing. I do them both. And I'm going to be real with you. I like class racing more than I like grudge racing. And I don't do a lot of grudge racing.
You see more racing.
I like class racing better.
And the only reason why I say that. Why you like class racing better?
Because I get to take my car down. I don't care how fast you are. I get to race against you anyway.
Okay.
If you were my daddy, I get to race against you.
That's a good way of looking at it, man. That's a good way of looking
at it. I've raced. I like to race. I like to take my car down the track, and I like to race. I didn't build my car to grudge race. I built it to drive on the street, drive to the track, drive it home. My pops got me into class racing, index racing, head-up racing. He got me into it, and I like, you know, in the beginning, I was nervous, scared to lose. But you're going to lose. Everybody loses. I tried my hand in this grudge racing, and I tried to race a bunch of guys. Couldn't get a race. These guys built these cars to grudge race, and they won't grudge race.
Yes, sir. They're trying to pick and choose. They pick and choosing who they want, though, Rod.
Yeah, I hear you. I see. Yeah. Man, if you 60-40 got a chance to beat me and I got a 40% chance, I'm going to take that race. I want a race.
That's the only problem. Nowadays, these guys want a 90% chance to win in this race.
Right. They don't want to race at 99% nowadays.
They don't want to get you a spot, and they'll tell you, well, get this on your car, and I'll race you. And I tell them ahead of time, for one guy, I'm not going to do it. But if I did put it on there, you still wouldn't race me.
Is this good on the line?
I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that because a person should spend their money on their car to put what they want on it. Either you're going to race them with it or you're not. You know, I heard a young man just yesterday was saying he wants the guy, he's going to run it with nitrous, but he got to have a plate. He can't have a fogger system. How the hell are you going to tell a man what kind of system he can put on his car? You going to buy it for him?
Right.
You know, it's just something. Like I said, this is tonight. We're telling like it is, man. Something just going too far-fetched in drag racing. And this is the main reason a lot of older guys is going to the track, watching racing, and pulling away from grudge racing, which is making it weak. These are some of the reasons why. You can't tell him, you don't have a right to tell a man what he can put on his car. You know, that's like this 29, 28 shit. It became the hottest thing now is 29 and 28. So a guy like myself that's sure with a big gym shoe on here, he ain't got a chance of hell of getting a race.
Well, I got something that's a crush that. I can put a 29, a 28, or a 33 on my car. So whatever you ask for, I can give it to you. Now let's see what you're going to step next. See, that's the problem. Oh, you got a 28W. Okay, you got a 28. Okay, we both the same size tire. No, you got slightly wider tire. It ain't even an inch wider. What are you talking about?
Hello? What about they want you to take it off the end and put a 28 and you come to track with a 29?
Oh, no problem. I come with a 28. I had 28s on my car. I took it off because I wear them out so fast. See, I race. I've raced my car every weekend. It ain't even got to be a garage race. I'm going to take my car and practice with it. I wear tires out. I put the W's on because I get almost a dang on year out of my tire. That's the only reason why I got it on there. First of all, I ain't going fast enough to know how to use a W.
You got to put 28 and three quarters on. 28 and three quarters.
A 28 9 inch wide. Next thing you know, we're going to be running. We're going to have to put front tires on the back.
Well, you have to find your 28 and three quarters.
I got a Camaro.
Your big block, small block.
Small block on motor, pump gas.
Nothing wrong with that.
93 octane.
No, you're gonna have to use some kerosene.
Yep.
D, what's happening, D? What's happening, kid?
What's
going
on? What's happening with you?
You know
what you're talking for tonight, Bruce?
Preacher boy.
Oh man, I don't know, man.
We're going to tell it like it is tonight. No more holding back. No holding back. Nothing. All gloves off.
Tell them about them fake pumpers. Everybody
I call
wants
a
to be
paddle
a fake
race.
What'd you call them?
Paddle boat racing. You better leak a park in that paddle boat. You don't want to go forward. You can paddle boat your tail back.
Bacon, Bacon, if you're on here, how you doing too?
Shoot.
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing much, Shaking Bacon. Preach, baby boy.
What's going on, Preach? B?
Good.
Yeah, all right? Let's shake and bake.
Yes, sir.
We here.
Hey, man, I want to comment on that situation, man. A lot of these guys, man, is just really, when they go to talking about take your willy bars off, put this on, put the plate on, that's just a sign of fear. They're scared. They want insurance on that race so they can guarantee themselves a win. Where's the heart at? You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what they call that? They're looking for Jesus in a jug.
Exactly.
Now, do y'all really want to know what that's called?
I heard
Jesus,
that earlier, bro.
Let me tell you what that is called, y'all. It's called you the damn fool if you take it off.
Well, see, my thing is...
your money for?
That's it right there, Bruce. That's my thing. You bought them to go on your car. Now, I don't see the purpose of buying willy bars and then hanging them up on a nail in your garage. You could let the man keep them and sell them to somebody else.
And make a nice hood on them.
Right. Yeah.
Some things
in racing, they just physically, they don't even sound right to say.
It doesn't sound right to say.
If you're trying to get in one of them meets like they be having and they said no willy bars in there, that's fine for you to take them off if you want to get in that meet. But if you've got one of them trying to grudge race, a person knows what you got on your car before he approached you and he's going to tell you to take something off, you tell him to get the fuck away from you.
Exactly.
Because he already know what your car dressed like before he comes to you.
Yeah, when you get up in the morning, you put your clothes on, you dress for yourself, not for them. You can't tell me to put no dress shoes on when I'm about to go play some basketball.
That's it.
I got
a baseball cap out the other day. My son and threatened to throw it away, and I'd be like, "Watch out for a new one at home." I'm crawling up in out this truck, up on these fifth wheels all day. You feel what I'm saying? And my man just whoever that was, I don't know who that was, but he just said, "I mean, words can be put in it better. You dress to impress yourself." You prepare your car for yourself.
That's exactly what I believe in. When I get up in the morning and I put my shoes on, I'm dressing for myself, not for that other man.
That's it.
And I think one of the reasons why these guys do this stepping to have a guaranteed race, because they betting more than they can handle. I think that's the main thing. I think if you can afford, if you bet what you can afford to lose, then I don't think it would matter with those different things that you'd be asking people to take off.
You're right.
I agree with you on one hand with that. On the other hand, I kind of disagree because they have made it so personal now until it's going to pass the money.
Now you're saying it. It's personal.
They have made race and pass the money situation now.
Right.
It's past the money.
They trying to bluff you when they tell you to take something off your car. That's all it
is.
See if you're going to do it. Be fool enough to do it. Then they want to play with you. And 9 out of 10, once you take it off, they still don't want to run you.
They still don't want to race you. That's
so,
all.
And nine times out of ten, when you turn around and you take something off of your vehicle, you're endangering your own self. Because it's like this here. If I go in the garage, or if you got 10 people to go in the garage, ain't nobody going to come out, all 10 of them ain't going to come out identical. Somebody going to come, I'm going to do what's going to be good for me,
well,
and you do what's good for you. That's it. You know, and
first
you
of all, I get tired of hearing this treatable race car and this street car race stuff. Anytime you race a car, it's a race car. If you continue taking it to the track, it is a race car. You just pick the class of people you want to race in. They got cars with no cage, seated up, everything. Go as fast as when the post stop.
Well, it's definitely Kanye race in here, that's for sure.
Right. Like, is that you, Preacher Boy?
Yeah, it's me.
Like you said, if it's on the racetrack, it's a race car. If it's on the street, it's a street car. That's, I just call it like it is. Now,
right.
You ain't got a category.
But can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Come on with it.
What happened, Cadillac?
What really is a street car? Now, everybody got their own, how would you say, opinion of a race, a street car.
Right.
A street car, to me, is this here. A car that I went to the car lot and bought off from the factory and got to the land with it. That's a street
car
to me.
That's a
true street car. But you got all these
okay,
other guys that go get these.
Any car that you modify, you put something else on there. If
that's not a street car.
System, it's a race car.
Well, we got to differ on that because I did something to my car and I passed emissions to it. I feel if you could pass the emissions with a car, it's a street car.
If you agree,
everybody gets
a race car ain't passing emissions.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily true because the emissions only judging air to gas flow mixture. That's all they really judging. So you're smart enough, you get around it. I saw a guy that couldn't pass the emission test with his Quiet Jedi. He took it up with an 850 on it and went right on back over there and passed the test. If you can adjust it to your airflow, to your fuel mixture, as long as it get a proper reading, you can pass the emission test. Yeah, it can be an 800 cubic inch race car motor and pass the emission test.
Well, I'm talking about when you go to the lot and back and get in them lights with. That's what I'm talking about. That's a true street car to me. That
but
ain't
see,
put no
a
pot
true
of
street car
or
is one that ain't never hit the track, fellas. That's
well,
a true street car.
One of the problems with race cars today is that we got so many different classes, and they started coming up with so many different
put
names for cars.
Daniel, please.
Yeah. Because I've seen cars that were three quarters and full chassis cars that come back half cars. I don't think, especially if it was in the South, I don't think they even know what a back half car is. Because what they call back half cars, I've seen be full chassis cars that come back half cars.
Right.
You know, that's one of the problems. We got too many classes, too many different classifications in racing to me.
Fit your car, but it's back half. It's not. Springs in stock location, but it's a back half.
Well, see, that once again, anything in the stock looking form, they call it a stock back half, which is as far away from here as Jesus flying.
Got that right.
Hey, that's a hustle, boy. That's a hustle.
Hey, that's just the way it is, man. It ain't no truth at all to that.
Nope.
All these cars is the same. It's just everybody trying to trick everybody different. They want to call it something that's not. Street car. If you got a street car that's as fast as a race car, why are you still calling it a street car? If you got
that's
a back half that ain't a back
place.
Half, you calling it a stock suspension. You got a small tire car that's on something bigger than a 29W. Come on. Now they saying all kind of stuff. It's whatever advantage you could get, but they just take it to the extreme.
But nowadays,
TV stand your place.
But nowadays, it's time to get something new because these stiffs are so old. It's time to find something new. Find your new skill.
That's the only solution.
That's old.
But they got real creative with the stuff they got now, so how you going to get something better than what we got now? They crying about everything. Now, it might be crying, it might be begging, but it is creative, all this shit that they came up with. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't crafty.
That's crafty, and you can always come up with something better because if you go back in the days and follow a racer like I have done it from a kid up, it increases every year. Chassis and engine and head. I mean, the things that they are doing with these cars now, we never dreamed of that back in my days, you know. And in 20 years, they're going to say the same thing about what's happening now. So you're right, it is creative.
But it's kind of getting kind of dull and it's getting washed out because everybody's used to the rules. It's supposed to be no rules. That's why it's called grudge. But that's not what's going on. So they're going to have to shake the bag again and come out with a lot of different stuff.
That's because grudge racing is going towards class racing. Class racing do the things that
ain't going towards. It's there now.
Now you know what? Now you know what? You just hit the nail on the head. It's real talk. That grudge racing is coming over to class racing, but they saying they grudge racing.
Right.
That's what it's doing.
I tell you one thing, with the stiffs that they have, you ain't got that many stiffs in class racing.
No, sir.
Now, either you got it or you don't have it. If you don't have it, you in that class. If you do got it, you in that class.
That's right.
Used to be, it didn't matter what class. If you're a grudge racer, you didn't go over to class racing. You stood your ground. But everybody went to the South and let the South come and teach the North how it's done. That's not how it's done. We done took their method down. See, that's the whole thing.
But
everything that they do in the South is coming up here to the North, and we're adapting to it. It's like we used to run out the back door. Now we're getting accustomed to what they do. We run the eighth mile. We ain't never ran the eighth mile.
We're running all day long.
How you gonna somebody come in your house and tell you how to cut your lights on?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm not a part of that week. I go out the back door.
I go out the back door. Get your stankin' stuff to the line.
Y'all old man's better get up to speed. When y'all see that young man sagging his pants, y'all supposed to do the same thing.
No. It don't go like that, bro. Don't go like that, man.
I ain't got time to be pulling my pants up all day long.
I ain't got time. Hey, wait a minute. If I got to run, I got to hold my pants up and can't get away. No, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sitting at the bus stop, right? The young cat coming across the street, man, he got his girl with him, man. His pants fall down to his knees, and he's trying to get across the street with his girl. And he got some nasty drawers on, man. What's up, man? Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you think, I didn't mean to say the N-word, but at least you can have some clean underclothes on, man.
Running to the laundromat.
They don't know when 5 years later, for them walking the way they do, keep their pants and come off their butt, they gonna mess their knees up, they gonna mess up their hips. Yeah, they messing all
it's
up.
It's like they hula hooping for the whole day. It's like they hula hooping.
He ain't lying. If you watch how they walk, it look like they straddling a barbed wire fence.
Going to the left, going to the right. Hey, it looks like when they walk, they're trying to find a commode, bro. That's the truth.
They
got to go to the toilet.
They walk just like they penguins. That's what they walk like, penguins.
Hey, and if you don't believe me, ask any doctor, you realigning your body when you open your legs and to keep your pants up. Your knees is not lined up with your torso.
If you hula hoop your whole life, your knees will get stronger, your hips, and you'll be able to get the hula hoop championship.
You know what, Shake Down, you wrong for that. Stop doing the hula hoop. Hey, man, you can do the hula hoop standing straight up, man.
Hey, I tell y'all what, whoever think of this, if y'all... I said it first, so any one of you guys decide to do this, I want a little of that money. Make some pants. On the top part, look like they underwear. Throw them up. On the bottom part, make it look like they're hanging off your butt. We get paid.
But I don't understand, man. How do they walk down the street and every second, not even a second, every meter, they got to pull their pants up. They constantly pulling their pants up. Then when they pull their pants up, they pull them down. I don't understand that, man. That makes your forearms strong.
If you're always doing that, it's like doing triceps at the gym.
You know what, man? You know what you need. You wrong, man.
Cadillac, I thought they were kind of gay when they be doing that.
Man, hey, kid. Now, that's what's real talk. That come from slave days. When the white man wanted you he was gay, he would put them out there in the pasture, and his buddies that liked the boy booty, that was their sign. And then it went to the penitentiary. Now it's on the street. They don't know what they offer. You want some boy booty? You want some pillow? What's up?
They call that swag. That's what they call it, swag.
Yeah,
no,
get
that
your
ain't
swag,
no swag
up,
man. That ain't no swag. Man, I am my, well, you know what? If I got to get my swag going to stay down. I'm going to tell
you.
Man, it ain't that serious
hey.
For me. Now, swag can
hey,
be
hey,
you
I
just draw
some
guys head to
grudge race, man.
You say what?
They
I
say
think some of those guys grudge
race.
They got their pants down.
Yeah, okay. They got the flag down, okay.
Talk about some reason.
Hey, Larry.
I don't get that.
Well, we're going to find out. We got a month before June 7th.
Man, June 7th, get here, man. Look at here. It's going down. Bring your street car, get down. Bring your race car, get down. Bring your 28, 29, get down. Bring your back half, whatever it is. If you got a trash hook and you got a jet on it, bring it. Let's get down. It's time.
Hey,
it's time
Will,
to be about
Will.
It.
Will. Is Will still on there?
Hey, Larry. You still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Will, you know what? I wanted to Rich or Dragster, maybe I can give me a grudge race June 7th. We only going to go 120 feet.
Well, I'm going to be there with you. We're going to see.
We're going to blow some back out. We ain't even got to glue the tie.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, let's lock that in. I got my big wheel. What up, though? I got a big wheel. I got a big wheel with some 1322s on it.
Great. Run that.
Yeah, you ain't going to want no part of that dragster.
Man, I'm bringing my big wheel with them 1432 roots on it.
You're probably
that's
getting
32. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to lock it in now. Just lock it in.
You did a race. Cause that's about the only
that's
thing they're going to want to race.
Man, they don't want to race, man. They just want to talk and sit there and congregate. That's all they want to do.
Man, I know
everybody's been in the garage and everybody's scared.
I know when I went out there today, man, I walked around that whole dang on lot trying to get me a race. A whole lot. I even tried to race somebody stupidly just to see if they was going to race.
Yeah.
All they had to do was say bet. They'd have beat me. They didn't want to do it.
Nah. Well, hopefully June 7th, man, the weather be done got be running consistent and everybody be done get out the garage doing what they doing and we see what happened. That's all, man. Still
Kelly, how you looking? Kelly, how you looking with your girl?
They're coming, man. They coming. You know, they ain't fast, they ain't slow, but they about to be hitting. That's all I can say. When you see me, you gonna see them pieces, them hitters. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I'm trying to know.
You got a major hitter,
huh?
You had a midget.
Yeah, man, the midget's going to be there, man. The midget's going to be rubbing his head, bro. Be rubbing his head, telling old man, you can do it, daddy. You can do it, daddy. Daddy, daddy. Get it, daddy.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Look here. I'm about to start this Nora the truck up. I need you to hold the show down for about 10 minutes. I'll be in the parking lot.
I got you.
Okay.
I guess you ain't no problem. While we get out there, hit the one button. Speak up.
Caddyshack.
Hey, what's going on? Who we got out there?
This your boy.
Hey, who we got there? Who they? Who we got? Who that? Who that on the line?
Cadillac,
that's it, that's Cadillac. What's going on, baby boy? Y'all in the house. Family, how's it going? Fellowship
yeah.
Brothers, what's going down?
Hold it down, man.
I didn't hear
y'all
you.
Hold it down.
Got to come in the house, Cadillac.
Huh?
I got to come in the house.
Oh, man, appreciate you coming in the fellowship, huh? Feel all my brothers come in and help Terry out and fellowship, man. Keep it moving, man. That's what we do. That's what it's all about. How y'all feeling this evening?
Good and dandy. Good and dandy.
Good and dandy. I heard that. Need to talk about something, Cadillac.
Huh?
Did I hear somebody cussing on this show?
Oh, there goes
Chemo. Yeah, we heard you, Chemo. That was Chemo.
Chemo, lay down on your stomach.
Lay down on your stomach, Chemo.
<All
right. laughs> What's going on,
Chemo? Why I gotta lay on my stomach, man?
Man, you gotta get, you got air in your stomach. You gotta get that air out of there.
God damn. I'm trying to pump it out then, Cadillac, for you.
Yeah, pump it out, baby. Pump it out. Pump it out, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Got to have my horse on his
arm.
Ain't nothing
Cadillac,
happening, man.
Cadillac, you come over here on the weekend?
Huh?
Did you come over on the weekend?
No, man. The weather report messed me up. Had me looking at one way.
Yeah, man.
But you know, we gonna show up though, man. We gonna show up and show out.
Oh, I know. I know you. Oh, you know what? It'd be boring when y'all don't show up.
I know.
It'd be bored than a motherfucker when y'all don't show up over here.
I know. We gotta keep that buzz going, baby.
Hey, you know what? We wouldn't mind showing up over there, but 41 just so fucked up, man. That's
well,
right.
We gonna
get a. Joe, y'all
well,
have
gonna
a
try
show
to
this.
Do better.
We can do the
31 thing. 131. They can have.
Chemo, you done parked your truck for the day?
Park my truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I parked. It's parked.
What's
that,
me, Chemo?
What's up? Who the hell on the phone? Who the hell called me? Hello.
What you say?
I don't know. Somebody was saying something to me. What did they say?
I was just speaking with Will.
What up, Will?
Kimo, you copy that?
I didn't copy nothing. What did you say?
I'm in this truck, so Kimo, I know. I said, Grudge Racer of the Year wants you barred off of any talk show until you race.
Oh, really?
I wonder what the rebuttal is for that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when they pay my bills, then they can tell me what to do. But I closed the year with 3 races, so what's the problem? I really don't understand what the problem is.
Hey, and
it just not, man, we just not have some weather where you can really go to the track this week.
Let's do the same thing over this way, Chemo.
Now, if they want me to do a lot more racing, tell them to send the money, and I put the gas in the truck and come on down.
We all, hey, when we go to these racing events, we gotta be like, put on our t-shirts that say only one stiff allowed. Because, man.
Ain't nobody gonna be there if you do that. Ain't nobody coming.
One stiff allowed.
One stiff allowed.
It's like, yeah, like it's like having one wish. If you got one wish, you better make it right. You better pick it right. You get one tip. I'm gonna grant you one wish. Not 3 or 4.
Yeah. You got a lot of people got 3 or 4 stipulations. I think when a guy stiff a bunch of shit, he just feel he don't. You can't beat your head up.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. Just saying, you know what? After you got too much for me, or I don't want to race you. I don't
now
see no pride in that.
Now we're talking about that fear again.
Because I don't have no problem to say you got too much for me. If you make it sound right, I'll race you.
But if you want me to run your head up, I can't. I can hear and I can do with you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with stepping.
No,
ain't none of these two cars.
Right,
ain't none of these two cars. I come from a background where everybody gave out between 1 and 10 cars, and that's when the break wasn't. Then everybody know how dangerous it was then. But now it's like if you feel you got more than a guy, you gonna give him the back tire when you can beat the brakes off of him. I don't know about that. If they stepping for a reason. You know, you could only race a guy once. Then he showed you what he got pretty much. If y'all both make clean passes,
well,
you know what you can give him. But then all he can ask for is the back tire. You ain't never going to see another race.
The stepping is he trying to play the man out his money without putting his car in high gear. That's all that is. He's trying to
money. It's different cases. I think the stipend come because of the money. They want to keep that money in their pockets too tough.
And now I go for putting a time on the race. I go for that. But all that other shit, you can't have this, you can't have that. Again, I want to race a motherfucker even if he got a big block. Now I know my limitation. I know I can't. Now, okay, let me just say, I know I can't go over there and beat Babe O, Chris Tootin, guys like that, big blocks with them.
That's shit.
For them people.
But, I mean, you should still be able to race them, though. That's my whole thing. Because when I first got into grudge racing and I came to the track, I didn't know what the back tire was after they explained it to me 5 times. I said, y'all seriously talking about giving that man less than 1 car? They said, yeah, that's what it is. I said, oh, damn, that's what I thought y'all was saying. That's why I asked you 7 times. I was like, well, why are they even doing it? And my man that told me, he's like, I ain't even sure. Now, I understand the clearance that's giving up. The brake, I understand that.
All these people give you this and give you that. When they giving you something, at the end of the day, your car ain't going to run what it normally runs because you're shortening up the track.
Mm-hmm.
So what you used to run, you ain't going to run that.
I mean, it's only going to be one guy that's the fastest, and he ain't going to be faster than the other car by 1 car.
But a lot of these grudge races, man, be blowouts anyway. How often do you see a close race? And then let's say you get a race. Let's say you race the guy head up. You say, you know what? I'm going to give you this race. Let's race head up. Then let's say he beat me by 2 cars. All right, give me his car and the brake. I'm going to try it. Oh, no, I don't want to give you that. Now he don't want to give you a chance to get your money back.
Yeah, that's the part I don't like. That's the only part I don't like. If you beat the brakes off that man and he's stipping to get his money back, he should have the leeway, but they like keeping that money nowadays. I mean,
right.
It ain't wrong, but, you know, they going home, they eating better, so you can't blame them. But it didn't used to be like that back in the day. If somebody took somebody's money, they was going to gamble the second race.
Right.
Usually they didn't get the money back still, but they was going to let them gamble. So, but that's changed.
But see, you have to understand. See, all these stiffs and stuff came from down south, man. Like the back tie, man. That came from down south. If we gonna give you the break, we gonna let you bust away from there, right next to me. I'm gonna let you leave, or I'm gonna give you a car in the break. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how they come up with this back tie action. So all this stuff is coming from the south, man. And we let us adapt to it. We adapt to it. So you know, it is what it is. So if you're not smart, you'll fall for anything because you got to set the rules and the regulations for your own race. And then
now
if you don't set the right steps, you in trouble.
Now you said if you got the back tire, you still got to leave off that tree.
Yeah.
Now you might red light.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people
yep.
don't look at that. Now you might red light. So that's why when somebody told me that, I said, you going to give me the what? I'm going to give you 1 and 1. I said, you ain't giving me nothing. I don't want. You going to make it right. You got a big motor and light car. Shit, you should be saying, what do I need?
So, like I said, hey, military state.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what happened at the race, man?
Basically got rained out. So, that's basically what happened. All that, somebody paid the punk out and all that.
The weather kept everybody from the spot, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
that forecast was
held out
for
hours. I'm up to 102. I didn't get to the truck until about 3. Because I didn't think it was going to rain.
But you did have problems?
I had a switch, which I could have still ran the car. But I went back to, I got to the track at 3. I went back to back into the city trying to find the part. But I could have ran the car, but the car would have been running real rich because it, the throttle position sensor tells, it's telling you how much throttle you got in the car. How much, basically telling the computer how much fuel to feed it and all that shit.
You probably would have needed to do a spark plug change after the burnout.
Probably. Or I wouldn't even, it'll tell you only got, you ride throttle, but you only got 70%. So you couldn't race like that, but that should have been fixed before I got to the track, so I ain't going to cry about it.
Yeah, that's something.
But y'all ain't pay off because it rained, right?
Right. Well, actually, we fixed it at the track. It just started raining. We were going up to make our hit, and then come. I told them, I'm going to make a hit in 30 minutes. I'll be back around the race. So it did. It wasn't that we weren't going to race. The rain came. Now, Wayne said his car was hurt, which I didn't know. Hold on.
Right. So did y'all relock it up?
Okay. Hello.
What'd you say?
I can't hear what y'all. I'm back. What you saying?
I said, did y'all relock it up for another time?
I tried to lock it up for Wednesday, which is today, or Saturday, but unbeknownst to me, Wayne hurt something on his car, but Wayne didn't want to lock up. He said he wasn't coming to the track Wednesday or Saturday, so I don't know.
Right.
Well, it's unlocked now then, Kimo.
Yeah, it's unlocked until he figured out what's going on with the car, yeah.
Right. Maybe y'all can get it on at 131.
Yeah, maybe so. Yep.
Cadillac.
Damn. Where the hell I trying?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you got my cash, right?
Got your cash on what?
On that bet.
On what? On the damn race. So how you think you're going to get paid on the bet in that race, man?
On the fight.
Oh, I bet. What you mean on the fight? I bet on the money team, bruh.
You betted that he was going to knock him out. I told you he wouldn't.
I ain't bet you he was going to knock him out.
Floyd lost anyway.
Yeah, well, they ain't see it that way. He didn't knock him out. You better go back and listen at the show.
Well, you know what, Will?
Florida ain't never knocked nobody out. Florida is a steel boxer.
He ain't gonna knock.
Come on, man.
Floyd lost anyway. No. Mayweather's a skill boxer, man. He ain't never knocked nobody out, man. He's a skill boxer at 38 years old, man. That man ain't no joke.
He done knocked plenty of people out.
I bet his record ain't got a lot of knockouts on it. I bet he ain't beat people up.
That's what he's doing.
Can we finish talking, please? Cadillac.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Will.
Now, what was you saying, young man?
I was saying, Will, I was betting on money team, man, to win the fight, man. I don't remember saying that I bet on no knockout.
But you can't. You will go back and listen at the fight.
I will. Hey, Will. If I owe you, baby, it's money in the bank, Will. It ain't no thing. It ain't no
pressure. It ain't in the bank if you're telling me that ain't what we bet it. When I know,
Will,
I asked you several times to make sure that I had it right.
Will, I know I didn't bet on no knockout because Mayweather don't knock nobody out. He outboxed.
That's exactly why I betted it. You said he's going to knock that chump out. I say I bet he don't knock him out. Bet he do.
Okay, Will. How much did I bet you, Will?
Well, if you don't remember, you know it's going to be up there.
Yeah, you know what? Bye, Will. You know, let me talk to my wife. Hold on.
I think it was $200, Will.
Right. I figured it was in that area.
Oh, Will, it was $700, remember? It was $700, I bet.
Right.
Don't quit betting you guys, man, because y'all be bringing static, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord, I'm missing.
May 26.
Anything going on this weekend? Nothing?
The closest thing I know coming up is I know DJ Grant's thing at Montgomery.
Only thing, it looks like this weekend I'll be going to 66 watching the Outlaw Superstock.
And I heard that.
Top sportsman and stuff. Hopefully somebody at the track that want to gamble on the car.
What day is that?
That's this Saturday.
Right.
Hold on, Will.
Saturday look good.
Yep. Hold on, Will. I'm gonna be 100% make sure because I was looking at
it. Will. Hey, Will.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old lady told me to knock you out.
Tell her to bet on that one, too.
How much?
As the big shot Timo and them would say, you can't bet enough.
I don't tell nobody that. They can bet enough, goddamn. I don't know what they can bet.
Hey, Will, yep, it's going to be Midwest Top Sports Super Comp Outlaw Racing, 66.
Hey, Big Will, but I do tell the motherfucker that he ain't got no money on this show. I don't think that motherfucker on this show got some money. They forget about they got bank accounts. They forget about they got property elsewhere. And they forget about they got car. That's people that got money. Every motherfucker on this show can count every penny they got. And know whatever property
and,
they what? Got. And whatever. Huh?
I'm the first to stand up and tell you I ain't got it.
I tell you what, but I don't count my money. But I know what I take out the bank.
Hey, I guarantee you know if too much missing out that motherfucker too.
Oh, absolutely.
People forget money. They forget they got houses down in Florida and they're all over the goddamn place. I guarantee you ain't never one of us on this bitch that forgot they got a college some motherfucking where.
Right about that.
I just be hearing people say they got money, man.
Huh? You ain't. When the next time you looking to go out?
I'm gonna go out on the 24th at the NOET up here.
Oh, where is that at?
Myla.
Okay. You ain't going to DJ at all.
What's up?
What is
DJ's race on the 18th?
Oh, no, I ain't on purpose to tell you. Yeah, I'm going up there. No, I will not be way down there.
Dang it.
Yep. Shit, hold on, fellas.
Hey, Will, y'all ain't got nothing going on this Saturday up there with the RC cars?
No, next Saturday. You know, it's every other week.
Yeah, I got to try to keep that in mind. I've been meaning to call Ronald to buy his car from him. Maybe
you
I can go up there and catch somebody selling something.
Right. You know, we are racing that. We are doing something at Sham's race, though.
Oh, with the RC car?
Yeah, we're going to put on an expedition or something.
Oh, man. Hopefully some of the
What's up, fellas?
I heard those Michigan boys got some RC cars. Maybe they bring them down here. Get some
I
money.
Wish they would. I wish they
I
would.
I wish they would, too. I wish they would, too, because you know who I'm betting with.
You know who else got RC cars is cold killing them.
Oh, yeah, Brady Tepsi. That'd be nice. That would be nice.
I'm trying to get him to lock in. I got one of his guys locked in with me for the 28th. You know, we having a money shootout on the 28th next month.
Okay.
And he's locked in. He's coming from Florida and Georgia. There's some guys coming. I'm trying to get Cold Killing Nas is on there with him. They talking about doing something, so we're going to see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I pay Elements now.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
This team, man. Terrell, what's going on? Will.
What up, Big T? What's going on, partner?
Baby boy, Kimo, etc. About the mic, what's happening?
Hello, Will. How you doing
everything
today, Terrell?
Everything all good, man.
That's what's up, brother. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, just listening in. Talk a little shit.
Did you win any money down there?
Shit. $20. Motherfuckers wasn't racing, man. You know how that worked, Will.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Trying to wait on the pizza.
I came down to see Kimo getting in. He came to a track with his car in boxes, in parts, and crates and shit. Put his shit together the track. And he gets the motherfucker off.
Hey, Big Will.
Huh.
What's up, man? It's Slouch.
What's up, Slouch? How you feel, partner?
Man, I'm good. What's up with these RC cars?
Y'all want to try something? You got somebody want to try something down there?
You a class racer, ain't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
In RC cars, I got several cars. I don't show times on some of them.
I don't want to race none of your cars that you show times, because I've seen some of them videos.
Well, I race you with one that didn't show times. I got plenty cars, RC cars. I'm straight. In real cars,
okay.
That's where I have a problem at.
Okay. I only want to race gas cars. I can't mess with them electric cars.
Well, see, now with the electric
cars,
I'm going to give you whatever you need, what you think you need with the gas car.
Right.
I'm right off top, without even seeing your car, I'm going to give you five in the break.
Hold on. I ain't finished. I don't want to race no class car. I don't want to race no electric cars, and I don't want to race no dragsters, no rails. Now
okay,
give me that five
like
in the lead.
Yeah.
Now
like
give me that
yeah.
five in the lead.
All right, I'll tell you what, then. I'm going to give you 10 in the break and the clear.
Will, you got some of them RC cars.
Yeah.
I got a jet.
I'll try that.
Hold on. Let me finish on with Kimo. Big Will, so you say you're going to give me what again?
Oh, this slouch?
Yeah.
What, you got a door slammer, right?
What is a door slammer to you?
I tell you what, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Whatever you bring, you got 10 in the break and the clear, and we can lock in anything you want. As Chemo would say, you can't bet enough.
Say that again. I got what again?
Ben Wheeler,
you ain't. I don't say that, man. What's wrong with you?
You know what, Chemo? When I first met
that's
you,
Leon. Oh, back then, yeah, I might have said something crazy like
right,
that.
Right.
Hey, Wheeler.
And I just, yeah.
Okay, you say I got what again?
10 in the break with the clear.
A gas
don't
car,
tell you what.
No rail, right?
Don't race my car, man. You race your car. It's like you didn't know what a door slammer was.
I'm not going to race. I'm not racing any dragsters at all. What about funny cars? That's
okay,
a dragster.
I got a funny car. I'll sit down with you.
That's a dragster. I don't want to race no dragsters.
Well, what about
ain't
no dragster.
Shit, funny car is a dragster.
I got a pro stock. I'll sit down with you. That's what you call a door slammer. I got a pro mod. Door
a pro mod ain't no door slammer. I got a pro mod.
There it is.
Yes, it is. Pro mods got to have
it
doors
is.
Or they'd be a funny car.
Okay.
I lock in with you, Will. My RC car.
My pro mod ain't ready, but I lock you in. I like it. Where are we going to? The 250, 300 mark? What are you talking about?
It's a 10 scale car. It's a 10 scale track, 132 feet. We got a track up here that's built only for RC cars. Christmas tree with timing system, everything.
I'm talking about at the racetrack.
Okay, on June 7th?
I say June 7th only if I'm. If I'm not still in Florida, I'll say yeah, because I'm in Florida right now working.
Okay.
We can lock it in for June 7th, but if I can't make it June 7th, it'd have to be on the 26th.
Right. Are you sure they let us do it on the
26th? Man, I got flights of everything on the 26th. I can do whatever.
Okay. Now we racing a two-door slammer?
I'm going to be racing no dragster.
Right. Okay.
You call a door slammer pro mods, and that pro mods ain't no door slammer to me.
Why not?
That's what
we call not?
Them. We call
they got
doors
for them. They got doors. If they didn't have doors, they'd be a funny car, man. They're exactly made out of a funny car chassis, everything except for they have
I ain't
doors.
Trying to step yourself out the wreck.
I stand down on the pro mods and the pro stock. Whatever you got after that, I'll lock in.
It sounds like you're talking about a dirt car.
I can't mess with that.
He sound like he's talking about a dirt car, Will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm afraid of because I don't have a dirt car, man.
I have an on-road car.
Right.
Well,
then
if you got an on-road car, there ain't no difference from a pro stock.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It is a difference.
You got an aerodynamic body.
It's different.
They slouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know about your race? You want to know about your race on the 26th?
What was that?
Hey, Kimo.
Let us know about your race on the 26th.
Slouch. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on, tell us about the race.
Hold on.
I gotta get you on speaker. I'm your first. Hold on. All right. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh yeah, 26 is the Midwest Grudge Nationals. Friday we're gonna have the testing tune from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. And I'm also working on a little banquet hall or a little bar, whatever. So after we do little shakedowns on Friday, we can go somewhere and chill out and have fun. just like the Young Money did, you know, before the pre-party before the race. But Saturday, the gates open at 9 o'clock. We race from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. The $10,000 die try and shootout is going to start at 2 o'clock. So whoever's getting in the shootout, get all your shakedowns and everything before 2 o'clock. So we're going to start the shakedown. We're going to start the shootout at 2 o'clock to get everything going. So, you know, it's good. Me, Little Tony, Reg, and Chad, Wicked Quick Racing, we all chipped in. We just trying to make the event bigger and better. So July 26th, Midwest Grudge Nationals, come out and have a good time. Bring your family and friends, kids, and everything. And RC cars, Will.
Where it's going to be at? Where's it going to be at? Where's it going to be at?
Oh, Martin, Michigan, U.S. 131 Motorsports.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Best yeah, what happened to you? I thought you were coming out.
You know, you listen, Slouch, you know if they gap, if you gap their RC car, they're not going to come to no more of your events. So you might have to go to Ray.
If he gapped my goddamn RC car, he done did something. I give it to him.
Yeah. Hey, Will. Sorry, Will. This is what I'm looking for, because I know what kind of cars you have. Well, I don't know, but I can imagine what you have. But I'm not going to race no electric cars, no rail cars, dragsters, pro mods, no funny cars, or pro stock. Anything out of them categories, I race. Gas only.
There's nothing. In other words, we racing. We drag racing. We're not using buggies to race drag race. We got drag racing cars. So I understand. You know, you out of your league. You need to be in the dirt. Play with the dirt buggies. That's what you got. I got drag cars.
No, I don't got. Okay. Well, give me. Let's lock that in. Give me that 10 in the lead.
You got
that.
Lock that in. You got that. Uh-oh. How much? 200 or better?
No, I'm 200 flat. 200 flat. It ain't no old better on me. 200.
Well, it's always a better because you never know. You know your crowd. You know your guys could bet with you. So we just said, but we'll say 200.
Okay, okay. 200 or better. We'll do it that way. 200
better. That's Detroit Hood.
What is that? It ain't me.
Hey, I want some of that action, man. Can I lock in with you on that RC? I got a car. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's Terrell.
This Terrell. Hey, Will, I got a tank. Right, I run tanks, hot tanks, cold tanks. I run them all.
I give you a 20 in the crack with my tank.
Bet. I like that.
He like that. He like
well,
that.
We bet $10. And better.
I don't like that.
All right, guys, I'm back. I bet I'm back.
Hey, my car got a wire. You got to walk with it. It don't go that far.
You get that from
Michael.
Hello? Emo, where that jet at? I want to run that jet.
Hey, Key, are you out there? Kevin, Big Wheel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just take a seat with Michael. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm making a bad host here for a minute, but I was stuck at work in that traffic trying to park that thing. It's killing so much noise, so I couldn't really come on. But let me intervene in this for a minute, seeing that I am the host for the night. I want to talk to Chemo. I tried to ask him earlier, but he chose me so much noise he couldn't hear me. Look, the Chemo, the Grudge Racer of the Year says you should not be allowed to talk on any talk show until you race. Since all you're doing is paying park house.
I want to hear
and
what
when.
To that. I want to hear what you got to say about that. Let me get a rebuttal on that.
You said race and win.
You said park out and win. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got race and win.
You said race and win. That's exactly what he said, yes.
He just had three races at the end of the year. I can give him credit for that.
He's not counting last year. He's counting this year. He's claiming Chemo is booking a lot of races, and he's just paying park out. And from the way that the grudge race is described, with three races, I guess he figured shouldn't count if you don't book 30 and paid off 27 park outs. I'm just throwing a number out there. I don't know. I want to hear Mr. Chemo rebuttal to it.
Yeah. I hear you. I wasn't talking for him, D. I was just he might be a little busy, but being honest with you, the racing season up here just started. You know, them guys down there are getting it in, but
yeah, well,
you know,
weather permits them to do a lot more than we do.
Yeah, right.
Weather permits them to do a lot more. You
I'm not Chemo, because me and him get into it all the time. But straight up, if the man's raced three times at the end of the year, this year just started, and he did not pay a punk out, I assure you of that.
He shows the hell then. Why the hell we got to keep doing what the down south people do?
I want someone to defend
me. They ain't getting no fucking racing, but you want everybody to defend
me. Well, I want someone to defend me. That's why I threw the question out after I heard it last night.
Let's do our race up here. We got to do the rules down south, dude. Y'all still doing the shit they doing down there.
Yeah,
you
got a point. I agree with you, Leon. I agree with you now. I'm thoroughly.
You got a point,
Leon.
Goddamn, a man ain't racing. He ain't race. Shit. If you race your
this
car,
season
you
ain't even started up here officially.
Yeah, but I know if we don't start up here, we don't have to do it down south. We back down south. They holler about if you don't race, don't get on the show. We were racing before.
But Leon, slow down. Calm down, Leon. Calm down. I want someone to defend it because he's from the north. But that was not the question. The question was asked last night. I'm just giving Chemo an opportunity to defend himself tonight. That's what's being done right now. I want him
to defend himself. Get somebody from down south on the show.
He's from the north. I understand we got a couple of guys on the show from the north. Kevin, do we have anyone from the north?
If you get on these shows, one show, Thursday show, you get on the show, say, well, let's not do what down south do. But goddamn, you get on these shows,
but no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do what down south do. Down south
from
down south.
Yeah,
but
I just heard that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to do what they do. We're going to race our way. You know, the north going to race the north way, and the south going to race their way.
We was racing before a fucking show, and you know what? We was having a good ass time. One no stiff, one no tire fat. A motherfucker raised the fucking back ass out, man.
This is all I'm saying about this here, man. This is what we got to do, man. Stand on ours and do our thing. I win. That's it, man. All these stiffs and stipulating this, stipulating that. Hey, man, you got a car, I got a car. If you got a big tag, you got a small tag. You think you can get down? I hope you brought enough.
Everybody, calm down. There's nothing wrong with being a follower. Everybody,
hey,
don't
we ain't no followers, man. We ain't no followers, man. We ain't no followers, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. Shake down. We ain't no followers up here. We're starting here, man.
Okay. We must. Gentlemen, we must have some law and order on this show. If everyone is finished talking at the same time, I'm not going to hear anyone. I want to hear everybody. So let's try to keep this in order. You know, everything should be done in decent and in order. So let's talk one at a time now.
That's real good. Hello, fellas. Good evening.
I'm saying, from Detroit, is let's race like we used to race. Stop all that. We got to do what you do down there.
I think what the grudge world needs is a bunch of racers at the track that want to race. You know, we ain't going to be worried about what that guy got over there and what this guy got over here. If you get a bunch of racers in there that want to race, you'll have some grudge racing going on. That's all that is to it. I mean, if you lose a race, you can find somebody else in the pits to go race to try to get your money back. I don't know why they're making it so complicated today to get a grudge race going on. I know they got all these stiffs and everything like that going on, But the main thing is, if you can get you a group of everybody, all of the grudge races that come to the track that just want to race, then you can have yourself a good show. As long as they got it going like it's going now, then you're going to get what you got. One car going down there to the track, he testing and tuning all night long, and ain't no racing going on.
I want to hear a rebuttal on this fifth thing. I was in the truck and I couldn't say much, but we are all the guys from the north, myself included, we know where this fifth came from. I mean, guys in the north had a few fifths, and it was a very few.
Man, who keep opening
their
damn door up and
not? Can you find that mic, Kevin? Kevin, can you find
who
that?
Who is that?
I don't know. Mute that damn mic. That ain't me, Kevin. I'm working on it right now.
That's not me, Kevin. Don't mute my mic.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about? The dingus?
Yeah, dingus. Yeah. We trying to get to that.
That was me. I put my
seatbelt
on.
Okay.
You better mute that phone, people.
Yeah, give me the mic.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, man.
I'm good.
The thing
I'm saying is, stepping to me has totally gotten out of hand. I mean, it's a mechanism now that's used to just step your way out of racing. I book a race that I know I can't win, so I just step my way out of it. There was a brother saying something earlier tonight. He said, one step. Hey, man, I think one to two should be the max. One to two steps should be the max. You should not be allowed to step yourself out of a race that you booked. I just don't think it should be the max. Anyone else? Let me hear.
I agree.
If you don't want to race, you don't want to race.
And that should be the bottom line to it, though. That should be it. If you're not going to race a man, you're not going to race a man. Don't use a million and one excuses to not race him, you know. Just point blank tell him, man, bro, you're too strong for me. I'm going down the line.
Right. But see, what the problem comes with that
today?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this, and this I know it's a favoritism. Certain people can say who they want, they don't want to race, or they don't want no trouble. Hey, there ain't nothing said. But soon as Kimo or me or Lil Tony say something about a race, we ain't racing, we don't race nobody, all hell break loose. That's why I said let them.
But see, Leon, you know why it's being said? Let me give you a little scenario why that's being said. That's being said because right now, when you look at YouTube and you seeing these, what they quote-unquote hope high profile races, I almost said whole profile. What they call the high profile races, they are coming from where? From the South.
The South.
So this is why they feel that they have the right to say what you should do, what you're not doing, because they're the one that's racing.
So you know
they're the one that's being seen. I'm not saying it's right.
Well, we need to stop going to their shit. But when we have races up here, look at Leroy in the race last year. How many South Cobb was at Leroy in the race? Just up north supported the whole fucking up north by itself. So we really don't need them.
Well, we won't say we don't need them. We would like for them to come. We want to participate. Uncle Larry always said, this is Uncle Larry's favorite word, fellowship. So it's a fact that we would love to fellowship with each other all over the United States in this racing game. But we also don't want to say it's got to be done your way.
They way. You know, we can't do it they fucking way.
Yeah, it's got to be a compromise there somewhere. You know, that's the thing we want to do. We don't want to just eliminate them. We don't want to cut them out because in the end, they have what you want and you have what they want, the almighty green. You know, that's what it's about.
I've been around this shit a long time. I can count the ones used to come up here back in the days and race. So they money to me ain't shit neither down there because, hey, we ain't got to go with them rules. When they make rules, be like the North obeying what they doing.
Exactly.
So we need to stop that bullshit. If we're going to race, we're going to race. If we don't race, so what? We ain't got to do what they do and all this because it's talk, though, just to get us to meet each other and come together.
But all that racist, a man don't know what another man got going on in his life, and another man ain't got the racist car. I know a mother got four race cars, and he ain't racing damn one of them, and they fast as hell.
Yeah, that's true.
Born a racist. So all I'm saying to y'all, if shit got to continue to go with the South saying what they're saying, y'all going to be fucked up. I ain't, because I'm going to do the race and I race. Fuck they rules. Fuck all the other shit they make. And I leave that to them. So that's the fun of being taking out this race and whatever it gets to.
Hold on, Leah. We want to keep it fair. Kevin, do we have any gas? Do we have any hands up from the South? Do we have any hands up from the South?
I'm looking right now for you, Mr. B.
Let me know if I have any hands from the South. They can get them. You know, I don't want.
No hands from the South. No hands from the South. No hands from the South.
Let me ask you this. Before any of this came up, where the world we used to go grudge race every year?
Well, we raced each other every day.
No. You know, every year, if you don't race all year, every year, at the end of the year, where do all of us used to pack up and go?
Mississippi.
We used to go to Black Sunday, man.
Black Sunday in St. Louis.
And we had
Forget about Black Sunday.
Black Sunday in St. Louis.
Yeah, but
and you know what? It wasn't no rules. It wasn't no tie size. It wasn't no dip. We go down and race. We want Sunday. Everybody wants to go to St. Louis and get their cars ready for St. Louis.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like we used to.
And Leon, you ain't lying.
Everyone else on this show know, stiffs and all these other Southern hospitality rules are designed to do what? To benefit them. If we was making up rules in drag racing today, it would be designed to benefit the North. There's nothing wrong with that. It's do you conhece to them. If you don't fall to them, you don't fall to them.
It's a gangster on the mic. What's up, D?
What's up, D?
Hey, D.
Yes, sir.
Can I add something to what you just said?
Come on with it. Come on.
Okay, it's been some time now, and I addressed this a long time ago, and even though I addressed
somebody robbing
in the noise, because I want everybody to hear this, man.
Yeah.
I addressed this a long time ago, and when I addressed it a long time ago, it seemed like didn't nobody really pay no attention. But I'm gonna say it this way: I try not to be messy, man, and the reason I try not to be messy. It's because I got people that's looking at me. I got people that care a lot about me, and I have a brother behind me, and I love drag racing, okay? But my thing is this here. I want to say this, and after I say this, I'm going to hurry up and get out of here, because I ain't going to try to hold up all the time. When it first happened, when we found out that the South was coming to the North, we was asked to do things that we didn't do. We was asked to make sure that they had a good time. We was asked to run an eighth of a mile. We was asked to make sure that the guys, we fellowship with them and did this and that. Okay, fine, we did that. When it come our turn to turn around and go back down there, we didn't get the same treatment. See, I keep it real, but like I said, I try not to be messy. But I'll put it out there for everybody that don't know it. When we went back down there, we went down there and we whooped their ass. We saw no DVDs on it. Nobody talked about it. No nothing. We had a time that the North had a chance to vote in a poll that Jay Bonds had gave us. It was disliked because we wasn't supposed to be nobody, so how can we have an opinion about anything? It was said because I was on national radio when I heard it said. My thing is this here. I don't think that no man down here is greater than the next man, no matter how fast you are, no matter how slow you are. And the book can say that we all created equal. And that's the way I treat people. I treat people the way I want to be treated. And when I get tired of a situation, I walk away from it, man, because of the simple fact that I happen to be a fan. I'm a fan of all of y'all. I ain't no fan of just no certain damn body. I'm a fan of all of y'all, man. I want to see all y'all do good because everybody here, you got to crawl before you walk. You work your way up the corporate ladder when you get there, I'm going to still be glad for you. You know, but my point that I'm trying to make is this here. say nobody do no more, you let them do. And that's just the bottom line to it. You know, if we give up our rights and we give these things away and so far and so on, it ain't nobody's fault but ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's just the bottom line to it.
And like I was saying, Larry, you can step back and anybody don't believe it, I got damn near all the video because I didn't miss Nam Black Sunday when we used to go to St. Louis. That sound gun used to be jam-packed with no radio stations, not no down south. And it was Detroit versus Chicago back then, and we was in St. Louis. So that lets you know we don't have to have that, so we shouldn't have to do everything they want us to do. I'm not. If they go to race, I'm going to race my race. I don't care what nobody say, because half of the mothers be on these shows talking, go own their car. They'd like to see a mother not have nothing, but we too much of a man to have what we got. So I'm going to let y'all do it how y'all want to do it, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going to keep on racing the way they race. If I race up here the way I race and go down there and run their race, that's cool. But if they don't do my race, fuck them. I don't care nothing about them because they don't pay these bills and pay for that car. Y'all can take it how y'all want to.
Well, see, Leon, see, that's one of the problems with this racing thing. When they came up here, like Larry was saying a few minutes ago, when they came up here, and the North tried to make sure they have a good time and enjoy themselves and ran the races the way they wanted to run. It was never a contract drawn up that says, when you come down here, we're going to run the races you want to run. You see where I'm going with this? Hey,
yeah, yeah.
We came, we saw, and we conquer. Now, when you come, you're not going to see and you're not going to conquer. That's just how it's done. So as long as everybody keeps giving in to that type of racing, they're going to continue
to
do it.
Well, only reason I said what I said to you, because you said, no, we need them because they want the same thing we want. So, no. So before we go down there, we would get money in St. Louis.
We got too much background noise.
I don't know if somebody making a noise. It ain't me.
Mute your mic
if
you got
background
noise.
D, I got one more thing to say. And y'all listen to this, and y'all listen to me real good. The two fastest cars in 2014 on 28th is going to come out of the Midwest. Now, when the season over with, I want y'all
to
come and
see the two fastest cars yet.
Y'all tell me, Larry, you was right. Watch and see what I tell y'all. I'm gonna say it this way, so they understand. It's gonna be on 28th. It's gonna be stock suspension. It's gonna be a small block, and it's gonna be on nitrous. Now you watch and see what I tell
Larry,
you.
Are you trying to draw someone?
I ain't trying to draw nobody. I'm just telling y'all what's going to happen. Cause see. I don't like to talk about drag racing.
You gotta have a plate in the cast and say you ain't gonna go.
And then the turbo cars on 28th, that's coming out the Midwest too. Watch and see what I tell y'all. Now I'm gonna be looking for y'all too. If the good Lord don't let nothing happen to me, I'm gonna be looking for y'all at the end of the year, man, so I can shake your hand and say, didn't I tell you? That's my prediction, y'all.
Could agree if you talking about a turbo car. You talking about a nitrous car, I doubt it. Don't get their ass blowed out.
Y'all heard it.
Wait, honey, keep it real. Who going to blow them out?
Man, ain't no motherfucker got no small block on nitrous going to do nothing with no stock suspension with no 28 in the Midwest. They don't get the shit beat out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard that from me.
I ain't taking that.
Hey, you know what they're going to say when it come? I know what you're talking about, Larry. They're going to say it's a class car. That's the next word coming up. Because there's some cars up in the Midwest going to do what you just said, Larry. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
He didn't ever say what they was going to do. He said it's going to be one of the fastest cars, like, in the country. That's what I heard him say.
and it's going to come out the Midwest.
Okay, 1-800
Hey, Ken, I'm going to tell you something.
1-800 Keep Real. Do they have some type of cars down south?
Hell yeah.
Well, why someone, okay, hold on a second. You said they have those type of cars down south, right?
Yes.
Okay, why they can't have it in the north?
They can have it in the north. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying he said one. Did he? Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. He said one of the fastest cars in the country gonna come out the Midwest, and it's gonna have a 28, and it's gonna be stock suspension with a small block on nitrous.
No.
Am I correct?
That's not what I said, Skin.
I say at the end of the season,
in grudge racing, the fastest car is going to come out the Midwest on 28s, stock suspension, small block, and nitrous.
That's
and
what
then
I
also
said. Stop right there, though, Larry. That's what the fuck
right.
I just said.
Huh?
What did I say different than what you just said?
You said something about nationwide. I'm only speaking
okay,
as far
well,
as
fuck, okay, United States, man. It got to be the United States because you said Midwest. Am I correct, D?
No.
What you want to do is this here.
Between the Midwest and the South, I'll say it that way then. So you understand?
Okay, but that's okay. Now you corrected it.
Okay.
I just said what you said at first, Larry.
Okay. Well,
that's all I said. I know I ain't no damn fool, and I listen real good. You said at the end of 2014, I know exactly what I'm saying. Okay, but goddamn, can I ever say something without you cutting me off?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Now, because you my buddy, Larry, I don't know where all that's going to
Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it,
kid. You said in 2014, one of the fastest cars going to come out the Midwest. Fastest mean you faster than every motherfucker.
No, but 800, keep it real. Listen to this. He said one of the fastest. He's not saying the fastest. He said one
okay,
of the fastest.
Well, let me ask you this then, D. How many is it? How many in the category? Goddamn, because when you're saying one of the fastest, if that's the case, it could be 50 fast one, and it is one of the fastest. It could be number 50. That ain't shit. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying.
But
you look at the whole number.
Hold on, guys.
Slap a minute.
Four,
you know, like I said, we could dance together. We all can't talk together at the same time. We got a guest on. I got a guest. I see his number here. He hadn't hit the one button. But I want to give him a chance. One of my brothers from the side, I want to give him a chance to say something if he would like to. Mr. BET, are you out there? If so, hit the word first. I can get you here.
Oh, Lord. Y'all letting the shithead in the game now.
We don't say east of the Mississippi.
When BET get out of line, y'all mute his motherfucking mic.
We're going to say east of the Mississippi.
Each man is entitled to state his opinion on the show. Brother BET, are you out there, brother? Hit the word first. We can get you in.
Oh, Lord.
Okay,
can
but why he ain't here? Why the fuck we can't finish talking, Mr.
That's right.
Right.
I ain't understanding that. You just going to cut the Midwest off. Come out, you want to get some faggot ass BG.
That's right.
What the fuck that means?
I said, no.
The only thing you faggot motherfuckers on this goddamn phone ain't goddamn racing. That's the only faggot motherfucking thing on this motherfucking show. Ain't nothing faggot.
How's it going?
BET, you ain't no fag, man. I'm saying that's some faggot shit they doing, man. Gonna talk about get BET on the phone.
That's what I said. That's
why
I agree. I agree.
You're not saying
you're
not
a faggot.
You're not saying
you listen to guys.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the person who said whatever they said. I wasn't talking.
Right.
BET never said
nothing. Now, hold on, 1-800, keep real. 1-800, keep real. I have been on Mr. BET show. And I have not hit the one button, but he will give me a chance to come in and say something if I would like to speak. And the field is just mutual. He should have the opportunity to come on.
But I didn't know that he wanted to say nothing. It sounded like to me,
that you wanted to get him on the show to say something.
No, I'm giving him an opportunity to say something if he wants to. I just made open his mic up. If he don't want to say anything,
he like us arguing with each other, man. He like to watch me race Cold Killer and shit and got the film and shit and won't put it on the internet. That's what BET like. I know what he like. I heard BET was trying to run on feet and goddamn crashed and shit. You ain't tell me that, BET.
Yeah, I fucked around, goddamn it, and hit that Viper, goddamn it, and blew the tires off, man.
Hey, I told him, I said, BET was trying to be like me.
BET, I thought you guys run on foot now. I thought y'all running, because old man
it's probably 60 feet.
Yeah, because you don't want to do nothing, D. Hey, D, stop that.
Yeah,
I'm going to
try somebody.
I'm going to
try
somebody.
BET
is filming for us now, for Columbus.
I want to make sure the film on me. Because whoever I'm raising, they won't be in the film. I want to keep it on me.
Yeah, okay.
I know whoever I'm raising. It's going to be a one-sided show.
Hey,
yeah,
BET, tell them what I did to the last motherfucker was talking jazzy about that racing on feet.
But that wasn't me.
Yeah, right.
That was your son's daddy. Hey, to keep it realistic, that was not your son's father.
Oh, okay.
Your father is pretty quick on these gyms.
You're right. Well, guess what? I learned
a valuable lesson, too, now, D. I learned a valuable lesson now. You know we're getting up in age now. Our minds will tell our goddamn body we can do this goddamn thing.
Hey, BET,
and then
don't
our body
tell every goddamn thing.
Hey, okay, now. I learned a valuable lesson in that shit.
Hey, B, don't tell everything, BET. Damn. Don't tell him that, BET. Stop it. Shit.
It's like this. Keep it real. You know me. You know me for a long time. You can't talk me out of it. You got to whoop me out of it.
I know,
I've been my money on short.
BET trying to tell you that your age will tell you something, but you don't want to listen.
I'm one of the oldest young guys, you know. You can't tell me. See, I was having a hard head. I was a hard head kid from birth. My mama told me I'm going to have a hard days in life. And I promise you, never lie. You can't tell me nothing.
I'm betting my money on Shorty.
You tell me nothing, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I'm betting my money on Shorty.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing with betting money. I find this to be true. When money's in your pocket, it should belong to you. And you are entitled to bet that any way you want to bet it. I don't care who I get money from, as long as it all come to me. When this foot race take place, all I want BET to do is make sure he get all 6'2" in the film, because he ain't going to see nothing else. The rest, they're going to be a blur.
I'm betting my money on Shorty. He built low to the ground.
Yes, he is. I've left a lot of them built close to the ground.
The last time you whooped somebody that was low to the ground, that was 30 something years ago. You don't get your ass.
26
to be exact. That was Junior Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
what's going on, Shorty?
Oh, no, I'm just chilling, baby. I feel pretty good. I'm drinking me some cranberry juice, cleaning my system out, and getting ready for D.
He gonna need it.
That office still open for you, Shorty?
Mm-mm, I don't like that.
Oh man,
hey kid.
What?
I don't know what you've been doing. I've been out here whooping ass.
Oh, okay.
You been hearing the latest news?
No.
Who you around here, kid?
I've been paying 130 buck, motherfucker. They got my name all over.
I heard about that.
So you ain't been hearing about that, huh?
I ain't heard about that, Skins.
Who was that said that?
This Detroit. I had to monitor y'all street boys in case I want to send them killers after you.
Oh, wait. I've been whooping ass. I whooped the old lady ass, and I whooped the motherfucker.
I heard you.
Yeah, I skinned the old Puerto Rican Pete up. He tried to get in that window driving ass. I blow his motherfucking ass out for $3,500. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, I heard about
that. Yeah, they told me that.
I've been trying to go every day, baby. I'm talking about I've been scarring motherfuckers up. I whooped another motherfucker.
And that was for the season opener, wasn't it?
No, Larry. Larry, you've been missing it, man. I've been whooping ass for the last 2 months.
I said when I saw you out there at the 103rd, you told me, you said, Larry, this time I'm over the season, I'm whooping ass.
I was just telling you that. I had already fucked a couple people up before. I was just going to open the season up. I was opening the season up. You know what I was doing? I was opening the season up for the West Side. I've been whooping them suburbs and gay-ass motherfuckers.
You cheated, Pete. So you cheated, Puerto Rican Pete.
Yeah, they said Sears did cheat that race.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Banana
cheetahs
in the Trump pipe or something.
Hey, listen to me, Detroit hood. Cheetahs win too, goddamn shit. As long as I get the money in my pocket. Hey, guess what? I'm going to tell you what a lot of you motherfuckers don't know. You cheating when you racing anyway. Don't motherfucker know what camera you got in your car and the head and shit. They all ain't got the same shit. Fuck you mean? We can go to the car lot and get the same damn car. Different cars. We cheating any goddamn way.
You cheated Pete because you know he ain't no street racer.
Hey, D, can I say this, D?
Yep. Come on with
it. They've been having rumors all our life. Rumors is like assholes. We all got them. They've been saying D's been sneaking and swaying for the longest, like he can't whoop nobody ass on Motor to Buick. They just refuse to believe that he can win.
Check this out. I'm going to tell you something about that. D.D. ran Dick Jones 6 times in one night. And June said, I cannot pay off until you pull the intake. The man pulled the intake on 2 or 3 different engines over there, and not a one had nitro abundant. He pulled so many. I was on the inside looking out at the time, and I promise you, I was beginning to think myself he had nitro on it. He was pulling so many. But they have yet to find it yet, so if you can't find it, it's not on there.
But that's June, what I'm saying,
June,
man.
June got a flashlight and looked down through the port.
I don't know who all on this show, I don't know who all listening, but I just got a public service announcement. Y'all going to get a motherfucker killed with all that sneaking and spraying shit. Keep talking about a motherfucker sneaking and spraying. If you can't find it, ain't no motherfucker spraying, man. Why a motherfucker just can't be quicker than you? Or he outdrove you. I ain't understand
that
shit.
And that's keeping it real there. See, that's the problem with racing. Nobody want to admit that the man just totally just outran him. He had to cheat me to win.
I'm gonna give you an example of 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, everybody running around running 12s and 13s and all that shit. I know a motherfucker had a small block with a goddamn mechanical fuel pump on the motor. He was running 10-30 on the motor. Man, he's sneaking his friend, that motherfucker. He getting motherfuckers spots and everything, beating the fuck out of them. They said ain't no way possible that they got electric fuel pump. They got electric fuel pump. He got a mechanical fuel pump. He whooping them.
Yep.
They don't know where the fuck he got
his motor
from. The man had some 14-degree heads and shit, some shit that only white people are supposed to have. You see what I'm saying? That motherfucker, man, what's wrong with these stupid-ass people, man? When I come off the showroom floor, D, back in 1998, I bought me a Z off the showroom floor. They had seen it run 1090s off the showroom floor. I said, golly. They've been having rumors on me for years, man. I just
but
can't stand that shit, though. And I'm going to say this, D. I want to say one more thing. For the guys that ain't listening, this shit is 1-800 Keep It Real. It's a lot of guys that be out there, D, and you know just as well as me. You older than me. It's a lot of guys that be out there that grew up and they was running the projects. They was getting a lot of money and they had juice and they was running the project that don't know shit about racing. You tell one of them that you snuck and sprayed them, they going to get the whole army and take your money back. All
that's
that
right.
Shit. You're going to get a motherfucking killed, man. Y'all motherfuckers keep going around talking about somebody sneaking and spraying and shit, man. That shit crazy,
man. You know,
they need to stop that shit,
man. Loose lips has sink ships for years, man. It will continue. Because
hey,
I don't have any. I don't have any business of my own, so I want to run your business. That's what time that is.
Hey,
spent 6 months minding my own business and 6 months leaving yours alone, it'll be so much better.
D, the man cheated Pete, man. He cheated Puerto Rican Pete. He know Puerto Rican Pete wasn't no street racer.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
that's all I need to see.
Like
you guys add up
here. Wait a minute. Hey, keep real. Did he run you on the street? Well, he was a street racer.
Yeah, he ran me on the street.
If he ran you on the street, he was a street racer.
He was cheating already. He was cheating when he said, let's run on the street.
Listen, man, I want the West to win. I'm a West Saturday, I die. But if he effed up and did what he shouldn't have done, that's on him. As much as I want the West Saturday to win.
Charlie grabbed him, a rookie on the street, and whooped him.
Guess what, though? Guess what I'm going to do, though, D? Hey, D, guess what I'm going to do,
What's that?
I'm going to back up one car and let them put a lighter motherfucker in there, which is Lenny, and I'm going to try his ass. Come on.
Uh-oh.
I had it on the street, motherfucker. I'm going to show you. I'll beat the fuck out of him, too. He ain't nothing.
Are they trying to try that race again?
They don't want no trouble. Oh, Lenny tried to try it, but he don't want to give me, he want to back up. He want me back up, head up. No. He want a Swiss driver, and he want me to back up, head up. They give me, now listen, I didn't ask for nothing, D. Hey, D, I want everybody to know on this mic, I want to keep it real. I didn't ask to run them with my truck. I didn't ask to run Lenny cop. They came to me and told me they going to run on the motor what I need. I said, I don't want to run Lenny cop. They said, we're going to run on the motor. What you need? We're going to let you spray. I said, I don't know. Lenny pretty quick. I'm going to take about 4 to hit. They said, you got 2. I said, lock your ass in. I want it. Boy, they told me Puerto Rican Pete was driving. I said, there is a God. He did not lose the team. Who the fuck is Pete, man? He can't even run at the track. How the fuck he gonna run on the street? Fucking with me. The man got in there, he was so fucking nervous, he couldn't even get the car in third gear, man. The man bouncing off the rail limit and shit. I drug his ass.
What you really saying is they fell for the okey-doke.
Yeah, but I didn't draw them, though. They really didn't fall for the okey-doke. They drawed on me. Pretty Tony locked in to run me with his Cadillac. With my pickup truck. He got a 2012 Cadillac Seville with an LS motor with a supercharger. Got pulleys and shit on it and all that shit. I didn't give a fuck what he had on. I don't give a fuck if he bumped the supercharger. I don't give a fuck what he did. He did his job. I told him to get his ass down. I ain't got nothing for nitrous. I got an LS motor and my pickup truck with air conditioning on it with nitrous on it. I said, get your ass down, boy. He said, okay, we locked in. The man came up here and paid the lockup off and said, what you going to do with Lenny cop? I said, boy, I ain't doing shit with any car. He said, no, we're going to take the nitrous off. They already got 2 kids on it. I ain't getting on fuck. Foggers and shit. I said, it couldn't be doing nothing on the motor. Y'all going to give me, what y'all going to give me? They said, what you want? I said, 4 in the brake. They said, you got 2 in the brake. I said, really? Lock your ass in, boy.
We're going to do it
on 130. They said, yeah. I thought Lenny was going to drive. Man, they called me later on and said, Lenny out of town. Pete gonna drive. I said, there is a God. Man, I went to kissing the ground and shit. I'm doing all type of shit, man. Who the fuck is Pete, man? He can't even drive at the track. How the fuck he gonna drive on the street with a killer?
You did not have to go there.
Hey, man, I'm a killer on 130, man. That's my motherfucking stomach.
When I first heard about Pete, man, I thought he was a bad motherfucker. Man, I've been trying to raise Pete for the last 7 years.
Is that my buddy Whit?
That is his good friend, getting his just due reward. He's been a partner for coming on to the show. We wanted you know, Brother Whit, we really appreciate you coming on. Now, give us your sentiments for tonight.
Hold on. Hey. That's Whit on the phone.
Yeah, that's the first.
Man, Puerto Rican Pete ain't going to fuck with you, man. You going to beat the fuck out of him.
That man is so sweet. Every time he raised somebody, I said, damn, there go my money. Damn, there go my money.
You ain't lying, Whit. That man is so sweet, man. I don't give a fuck if they listening, man. He know he's sweet, man. That man is sweetest mom's garage, man. Hey, listen.
Oh, man.
Hey, Whit. You remember when you're talking about this mess, boy? Hey, Whit. You know a long time ago.
Hey, Rick, you remember a long time ago when your great grandmama used to make that sweet potato pie, that good ass shit with all that cinnamon in it?
Yeah.
That's Puerto Rican Pete. Man, man, sweet in the motherfucker.
Yeah. I like your show and everything you got going on and everything, B. But me as well as the rest of the year, I got to truly tell you, B, you are most definitely wrong. All these people on this show, Skin gonna tell you the truth. Skin keep it real. See, you most definitely wrong about all this skipping and all this stuff, man. I promise you, B, you're wrong. I'm living it. I'm at the track. Reason why we can't get no races off is because the people won't race. It ain't got nothing to do with no stiffs and all that, because I done ran back halves this year. I done ran goddamn wheelie bars, big ties. Tony Bynes ran big ties, wheelie bars, turbos. The people who are racing are not stipping like that. They just racing. They picking their man. Hey, you want to race me? Yeah, I want to race you. And they race. It ain't nothing stipping shit you been going on.
Hold on a minute. I didn't say... And I think I'm correct what I said. I didn't say that's why they're not racing. I said all this stipping is coming from the South. That was a brother came on that said.
No, that's not.
I promise you I'm going to give you the opportunity to rebuttal what I say. He think a stiff shit ought to be one. And I think it should be 1 to 2 at the max. I never said stipping was this or that. I said it's too much stipping in the game today. Brother Bill will stiff his way out of a race.
No, reason why people ain't grudge racing is because they're scared to lose. They worry about losing.
I agree with that, too. I don't disagree with that.
That's why people are not grudge racing. It is not nothing bad about losing. You're not going to lose every time. Just race. He races all the time. Every time you hear Skin talking, he's running on feet. He racing his car. He catching a motherfucker on the street.
He just lost one foot, though.
But he racing. But see, if you don't race, just like somebody, Kimo. Listen, I'm gonna straighten Kimo up. Kimo said, "I can't beat Keith Samo. I can't beat Chris Tune. You don't know that until you race them. You might beat Chris Tune. I'm not telling you to race them for your life savings. No, I wouldn't put my life savings against Chris Tune and Samo because they fast. But I would try Samo. I would try Chris Tune for a little small amount of money just to see. And then once they beat me, I said, guess what? I got to go to the drawing board. Or I'll race somebody else. I don't have to go in the drawing board because they beat me. I race another motherfucker that I think I can beat. Only thing these people got to do is race. Ain't nobody worried about no stipping. Don't nobody care nothing about Leon Willibald, his big ties.
Stipping is most definitely stopping racing. They're nice. I talk.
Hey, D, you got to quit.
You know why they ain't stopping races?
Give me
one at a time. Come on with
it. Hold on, B. Let me finish, B. You know why they ain't stopping races? It's not stopping races because I know Leon got big ties and Willie Boggs on his car. I know Candy Crusher got – I know what tie he got on his car. I know what everybody car I got, I raced. I know what they got. So all I got to do is say, hey, Tony Bynes, you want to run me with Rambo? Tony Bynes going to say, with what? I'm going to say, with such and such. Tony Bynes going to even say, yeah. Tony Bynes going to even say, no. But you know what you just answered it with?
Check this out. You know what you just answered? You just answered that it's not stopping you. It's hindering drag racing.
It's not stopping you.
You know what the stiff? You know what the stiff?
Tony Bynes ran a backhand motherfucker, Willie Boss. Tony ran a backhand two twin turbo motherfuckers. I run a
Tony don't care.
Over there. I'm telling you, it's the only motherfucker that is stipping is the motherfucker that ain't. The motherfuckers who racing is not stipping, man. It's not stipping them. Lil Rick racing, Real Tree racing.
How can you say it's not stupid when there was a few races just last week? I did a dog show, and the first thing out dog mouth was before I write this down, give me all your stips.
Okay, guess what though? Let me answer that question.
So
let me answer that question. At the end of the day, after dude gave dog all his stips, and dog gave all his stips.
The dog got about seven goddamn groin races.
Dog been blowing motherfuckers' ass off since he brought his goddamn got oil pressure. So whatever kind of stiffing he doing, he racing. So it don't matter about the motherfuckers.
It wasn't a dog show. You was some more cars trying to look a race in. I'm saying, dog said, give me your stiff. So I can write them down before this race we know is locked in. It's on dog show.
I can tell you this right here. You can have a goddamn show right now tonight, have a special show, and get all the motherfuckers on who I name racing and ask them do they give a fuck about a stip, how many pieces they done race that ain't even in their class, back cast, tube, chassis, and all that shit. And you get all the motherfuckers that's worried about saying something, who's saying, talking about stipping. I bet you ain't now one of them got a goddamn grudge race. Because them the motherfuckers that's worried about the stipping, not the motherfuckers that's racing. If they just get out here and race, then they won't even worry about the
stipping. Let me get a different way then. If stipping was not hurting racing, it would not be the very first damn thing you hear them say when they go to lock in.
All they trying to do is match up. It's not hurting racing, D. If you got a stock suspension car and you know you only what a stock suspension car is capable of doing, you're not just finna go in there and don't say you're gonna run a full chassis car. They gotta come up with something.
That's the only reason they skip to make sure they don't come with something else.
If you're a big enough fool to try to book a race with a stock suspension car with a full chassis pro car,
you didn't hear none of them motherfuckers say it, man. I said the only reason why they got to stip something because you're not going to run a stock suspension car with a fucking back half. But some back halves, and some stock suspension will run some back half, depending on who it is. But I'm just telling you, you're not going to have no stock suspension car and say, I'll run anybody. Come on. And the motherfucker come with a full chassis car. That's all I said, D. So you got to have some type of stipulation.
Niggas stop racing.
They ain't got, listen, man, they right here fronting. They ain't got no money to race with, which ain't nothing wrong with that because I might not have no money to race with. So stop talking about racing.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Keep it real, goddammit.
Right, they not. Ain't no stipulation stopping no racing.
If I come up, keep it real.
He just told the motherfucker the truth, right? That's it. You need to quit trying to say these motherfuckers, man. You can't be captain
It's not an issue of trying to save them. It's just me speaking the truth.
You seen that man? You seen that man brought his ass on this goddamn radio show, left from my show, and brought her on this radio show that said I was on him too goddamn rough. I ain't got no car. I can't be on him like that. He come from my show over here. Leon's motherfucking ass. Leon's motherfucking ass. So you come over here and save it up, take it up for goddamn Leon. That man ain't trying to goddamn race no motherfucking body.
I ain't want
shit
no
the fuck
shit,
up, like
shit,
I told
shit,
him.
Black
bitch. You gotta race,
man. That motherfucker ain't gonna race nobody, man.
You just
We can't say he won't race because he definitely will.
Well, if he will, let him lock in for next weekend then.
Hold on,
if he fucking will.
Mr. B, I want to show you something, Mr. B. Check this out. Sunday,
okay.
me, BT, all of us at the racetrack. We didn't come to Detroit, you know, because of the weather and everything. So we went racing. A lot of us still was racing. But let me explain something to you. We stepped a man at the track so he could race us. I gave a man the back tie to make a good race. And you know what? He accepted it. He accepted it. And I said, I'm going to give you the back tie if you race me. And you know what that man said? No. And you know what that man turned around his crew said? Yes. We're going to take the back tie. We're going to grudge race you, man. And you know what they did? They grudge race me.
But see,
hey,
we shouldn't have. The thing you're missing,
okay.
You said you skipped the race. You're not trying to skip your way out of race. Danielle was on this air.
Danielle was on this talk show yesterday.
He was trying to book a race. They was trying to run Chief Car, I believe. And the race never got locked in. Why? Because of stiffs. One wants this, one don't want
to
give that. One want to give that, one don't want to give this.
Say that again, Mr. B. What did you just
say?
Danielle
was on the air just yesterday. I believe it was yesterday's show. And they're trying to book a race with Keith Car. The race could never get locked in because you wouldn't give this and they didn't want to give that.
Hold on, who is Keith?
His uncle. He got the, I think Keith Car, the blue bunny collar.
The cold blue. That's still on me. They couldn't lock in because they couldn't agree on the stiffs.
Anytime you cannot agree on the stiffs, stiffs is stopping racing.
Who are they trying to race? Who are they trying to
race? I didn't catch that part.
Timo.
They were trying to race Timo?
No. They weren't trying to race Timo. They were trying to run Gold Digger with Cold Blue Saturday. And they told Danye they'd run him head up, but he got to take his woody bars off. Danye said, why do I got to take my woody bars off? Y'all got more, double my motor. So fuck it, for the little money, I'm going to try y'all. And they said no.
Leon, they did try to race me, but I can't get Cold Blue no leave. I'm a small block turbo car. He a big block on multiple systems.
Those guys didn't get off because Kimo don't do no lot of racing.
Let me ask you something, Wick. Give me the lead with your car, with one of your cars. You know what I mean? You're not going to do no stupid ass shit like that.
No, I wouldn't ask you that, Kimo. I wouldn't ask you for the lead. I wouldn't ask you to do none of that.
Now, Wick, you wrong.
Okay, but that's what they're asking me to do.
It ain't Kimo ain't racing. If you got a problem with your car, the man just put his car together. In one day, and then you'll go out. He don't supposed to go out and race nobody. And I'm quite sure
Leon, let me straighten that up. Regardless of the problem you had with your car, the problem you had with your wife, the problem you had with your money, the problem you had with anything, if you're not racing, you just not racing. That's just simple fact. That's with me. Anybody who grows racing. If you have a problem with your family, your kids, it don't matter.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Let me ask you this. When you get ready to put your new Mustang, load it on the trailer, and go to Holly Springs, you won't come off the trailer and race somebody?
I probably will.
You up live with? Cause you're real terrible.
Hey, Race, you get your ass up there.
If you come to Holly Spring, I will put my car together and won't make no change.
I'm just trying to.
And I'll run you for $2,500 off the trailer. We never shake my car down. I put down my keys. Can't nobody knock you for whatever problem you may be having. What I'm saying is, if you ain't doing nothing, you just ain't doing nothing right now. It might become a bad
lady. Let me ask you something. You ain't finna give me the lead to the eighth with a turbo car, right?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, so why would I get that?
The question is, why would Donye ask you something so stupid when he know you already ain't racing any goddamn way, so he knew you ain't gonna give him the fucking leave? That's the question.
Man, look.
Let me straighten this shit up. There's some people out here spending their hard-earned money out here, and they racing, man. And they goddamn neglecting their families. They doing whatever the fuck they do to race. And you got to get these people their goddamn props. And if you ain't racing, ain't nobody saying nothing bad about it. Everybody can't race. That's just simple as that. It ain't the law of the goddamn race. What I'm saying is, fuck all this shit you talking about. My motor was, I just put my car together, or goddamn, my tire was on flat, or my girl goddamn it didn't want me to go. If you ain't racing, you ain't racing. Dog racing, Tony Bynes racing, goddamn it, Real Tree racing, goddamn it, Candy Crusher racing, goddamn it, the Jolly Rancher racing, Eyes goddamn it racing, Poor Boy they racing, goddamn it,
your car racing. Why you not racing people?
Hey, wait, you know what? People you just named, they got four or five people to help them, and they got tuna. Kimo
it's people out here that's bringing action and racing, man. And I named just a few. I can't name it. It way more than boys in Texas, Duke boys. The Grudge car. It's plenty of people out here goddamn racing, man.
Yeah, but hold on, man. We only got a few minutes left, guys, so we're going to sure be ending
about
two.
You need to extend the show, man. It's going
to extend this motherfucker. You need to extend him a skiing racing, Latonian racing, lottery ticket. Man, you got people out here racing, man. So
everybody
you
name is in the South.
You do the goddamn math, then. You do the goddamn math.
I done raced 7 times this year. I bet you some of these motherfuckers ain't gonna race one this whole motherfucking year.
That's what
Leon.
I'm talking about.
Leon.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You got to race, man. No matter what it may be, if you got to tell your partner who in your camp, hey, man, is you going to race this motherfucker or you got this motherfucker for sure?
I bet you $100 at the end of the year than Leon.
See how he disrespected Midwest.
And y'all talking about some fast cars coming out the Midwest. And the man
motherfuckers ain't doing nothing but talking, Skin. That's all they
but
doing.
But that's what I'm saying. They
motherfuckers like Leon.
Midwest. They talking about one of the fastest cars going to be stock suspension with a small block on nitrous. Man, you crazy.
I said it again. It's coming out of the Midwest. That's what I said.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. Now, could I comment?
Sure,
All I'm saying is that you see how you said one of the fastest cars is stock suspension, small block on nitrous with a 28, and the motherfucker from the South just disrespected the Midwest. They said anything you motherfuckers show up with, they're going to beat the fuck out you.
Okay.
I will repeat again.
I'm not taking it back. One of the fastest cars on 28th, shock suspension, small block. You understand what I'm saying? Coming out with nitrous on it, it's going to come out of the Midwest this year.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. I let you talk. See how he disrespect the Midwest. So why don't y'all get this fast ass car and beat his ass? That's all I said.
Hey, shit.
There's a lot of fast cars that might not be ready right now. When y'all gonna have that car ready? Y'all had that car ready for Grossman Day. I take the street car and whoop y'all last.
We're gonna try to have a car ready by July sometime.
Okay. Y'all gonna try to run any small big block. You know, we got a little big block in the front. It ain't real deep.
Are we gonna do what now?
Run in it like small, big blocks. I know people don't like running big blocks and small blocks stuff. It don't matter to me. I will, but I don't even buy small blocks. But
I'm like this here. We one of these old time drag racers, and it's like this here. If we feel we can beat it, we're gonna run it.
Y'all think y'all will be fast enough to run the Predator?
We don't know. I ain't seen the Predator run. I haven't seen nothing. The season just started for us. It just started for us, Wick. We just got out of snow not too long ago. You know, so it started for us. So,
you ain't seen the Predator run before?
No, I haven't seen the Predator run for 2014. No, I haven't.
I ain't trying to pick on you or nothing, I just got a few cars that's coming out this year. I was just showing beating them. Ain't no stipping going on around here. We trying to get it on.
Girls Race of the Year, like I said, you not stipping your way out. We never said you in particular would stip your way out of race.
I'm speaking up.
Mr. B, as Grudge Ray said, yeah, I'm speaking up for the guys who racing. They ain't doing too much stiffing. Cause
Hey, wait. I just got a text. They say, what time are you talking about racing for Judgment Day?
I said, look, I didn't ask what car for them to bring.
So whoever they are, they listen. I ain't going to say no name. They listen. They just text me and ask me to ask you that. That's all I was saying.
I'm going to say it one more time.
Can I say it for you? Because these motherfuckers ain't listening. That man said, whatever car come out the Midwest,
Because like we said, he said that he had a big block. You know, so it wasn't no sense of me even making
no comment about what he was going to do. No, he
didn't.
Did you ask me what I want, Predator?
He said, I have not seen Predator run at 14. Wick asked the question. He said, will you guys run a small big block?
That's what he said. But the reason I didn't answer that was because I thought he asked me,
will we run a small block against a big block? That's the reason I didn't answer the question.
He said, will you run a small big block? I don't know what a small big block is.
I know it's a small block, and I know it's a big block.
What Wick is really saying is that if this car show up, he's going to find a way to get you a race.
No, he didn't, D.
I said that's what he said.
When's your race, Wick? 24th, man. Hold on, man.
Hold on, man. What race are you talking about, Wick? May 24th in Hollywood. Okay, May 24th, right? I'm gonna call you back tomorrow because he's asleep right now. But we want to lock you in with y'all fastest car at y'all camp.
Hold on, let me explain it to you again, Leo, but you don't know.
No, I heard what you said. I'm gonna run you whatever I can get, I'm gonna run you for 1,500.
I don't care what y'all bring.
Even if I can run you with my car, it don't matter what I run you with. As long as I run you for $1,500, I don't care what you bring.
Wait, you know that man slow. You know that man slow.
Hey, man,
as a motherfucker,
man.
That man don't understand what the fuck you talking about. You talking about grudge racing, man. He don't understand that. He don't understand what the fuck you talking about.
What Wicked's saying, Wicked's saying if you show
that man don't know nothing about grudge
at Grudge Race Day with the race car, he's going to find a way to get you a race, whether it be with his car, his friend's car, his cousin's car.
That's what I said, Mr. B. Don't find me shit. I'm going to bring one car down there, and I'm going to run through his whole fucking crew with, man, and we're going to lock in tomorrow, man.
Leon, he's not telling you what to bring. He's saying... The only thing we're saying is that when you show up on Grudge Day, and being from the Midwest, he's going to find a way to make sure you get a race, whether it be with his car, BET car, Budweiser car, this small liquor car. You're going to get a race.
For $1,500. We're going to take that. Leave his dumb ass alone. We're going to fuck his dumb ass up. He don't know nothing about no
Grudge.
You can bring a goddamn car.
But he want to lock us in with his fastest car, man.
He don't want to do that.
That's what his dumb ass said. Lock his motherfucking ass in, dumb bitch.
Hey, BT, I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Opinion. That's his opinion.
But he, hey, look, I'm talking to a mother. I'm trying to lock the race, and I ain't talking to no mother just running his mouth.
Not racing. No one never said they was not fast.
That's never been said.
He said you keep selling the wolf tickets. He said you keep selling the wolf tickets.
You got to bring it to get it.
That's what he's telling you.
You can't blame it on the weather.
He keeps telling them
guys
that
wolf tickets. You can't blame it on the weather. He's already 7 times already.
He didn't raise a truck. He can get in and just drive off, man. And you can't classify him with the guys that got these race cars on the trailer. They can put them in trailers and carry them here and there. What if not permitted there?
You can't call him a grudge racer, D.
Oh, Ken's more than a grudge racer. Ken asked his name in grudge racing years ago.
But then that's what we're speaking on, grudge racing. We ain't talking about if
but
you got
the difference. But what I'm saying, BG, the difference is that
there's a difference in cars that you got to put in trailers and carry to the track to get a race on race. I can drop down on the street and race or just drive off.
Man, these boys built them cars. These boys built these cars for that.
Well,
they all knew what the fuck they were doing before they built them motherfuckers.
That's to me. Miss me, I left the track and then nobody goes, right?
But why did it rain, though, Mr. Wick? Why did it rain?
Nobody rain. Did nobody rain. Everybody's car was messed up. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, Mr. B, they didn't rain. At the end of the day, they ain't rain. Ain't nothing wrong with that. My car break, and I can't rain.
I was going to say, you can't expect a man to raise if his car is broke.
No,
you know, I can leave home and
take
the racer and go out there and break the trail.
But guess what? At the end of the day, Mr. B, what happened? He's a race. It don't matter if his car broke, he didn't bring his car, or it don't matter what it is. That's the only thing I'm trying to say. That's what me and Skin trying to say. We just saying it don't matter what the excuse is, you didn't race, man. Ain't nothing wrong with having an excuse because that's your business. You can't nobody got to respect that. We don't know what your problem may be. But at the end of the day, if you didn't race, you didn't race. We can't say, oh, you were going to race, you might have would have raced, or you it's a possibility to race with one. If that grudge race don't go off, you didn't race. That's just simply that. And me, they go for me, anybody who grew is racing.
Okay.
They go for all of us.
Why'd you go that way? What?
That's just simply that bottom
line. Yeah, well, you heard about that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
And the ones who race it, it's a blessing. It's a blessing that we're able to get out here and race. You know, I ain't saying nothing bad or good about it. I ain't putting the ones down who not able to race. I'm just saying at the end of the day, you ain't no excuses. Ain't no excuses in group racing. Either you race or you didn't. Mike Hill went over to Edmond Hall this weekend. He couldn't get down the track. Guess what? He still had the grudge race. He still had to race that man with not getting down the track.
Is that what caused him to
break?
Did Mr. Fasby whoop him, or did he win because he couldn't get down the track? Give me your definition of that race.
Mr. Fasby whooped him. Ain't no excuses in grudge race. Mr. Fasby whooped him. I got Candy Crusher. They whooped me. Ain't no excuses.
Are you trying to run that race again?
Yeah, they're gonna do it again. That's a race that's been going on for the last 20 years. That's a rivalry race. It's always gonna happen. So old brother, you guys got breath in they sisters, they're gonna do that race.
No. Wait a minute, let me ask this now. Why I got your hair? Someone texted me and said that Tony Blass was sitting on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
What was up with that? What's up with that?
That was when we left out the house of Hook, man. Stevie Jackson had beat him so bad over there. We can't knock Tony for sitting on the side of the highway and they beat him out of money and all that stuff so bad because he racing. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. He stiffed himself so bad. He goddamn was sitting on the side of the highway crying.
I can't hear y'all. Come on, they got some
breaking,
man.
They racing.
They probably managed
in a motherfucker. now, one thing, Mr. B, now what we need to say now, what we can say now, the ones who ain't been fortunate enough not to race, when you get a chance to race,
race somebody. That way it'll make the Grudge game a whole lot better. The fans will get to see some of the guys who ain't been racing, who fortunate enough to get a chance to get to the track and race. Whatever it might be. I'm going to race me somebody because I'm spending all this money and ain't racing. What do I got the car for? Now, you got to go back to ask yourself that question. What I got it for? If I ain't racing nobody, you paying these tuners, you buying these tires, you buying this gas. Shit, you deserve it.
Why are you talking to one in this video, Rick? Are you speaking to anyone in particular?
I'm talking to everybody in Grudge Racing, not no one particular person. Everybody who got a race car and who wants to be on the Grudge, who want a Grudge race, I'm talking to everybody. I ain't talking to one particular person.
Yeah, because I ain't buying no car for nothing, goddammit. I'm buying regular cars racing motherfuckers, goddammit. Somebody going to pay this motherfucking car no. Somebody gonna pay
it don't matter what you racing, how you racing. If you racing somebody, man, you doing what you want to do. You doing what you enjoy.
So wait a minute, Rick.
You
so
your,
answer
when
then.
You
send
your
answer
wife out there to buy her a purse, that's what she enjoys. She likes that person. She got plenty of them.
Wait a minute, Rick. Tell me this. So at Grudge Day, when I whoop Shorty on these gym shoes, is that Grudge Racing?
Yep, if it's money.
Hey, was rubber on the ground? Was rubber on the ground?
It's going to be rubber on the ground. I'm
Your gym shoes got rubber on the bottom, don't
they? I'm going to have a first
on. When you put rubber on the ground and you go from A to B, shit, that's a Grudge Race. Shit. Some of these motherfuckers ain't doing that.
What if I lose, though? I'm scared to lose.
Well, you need to stop drag racing. You need to get the fuck out of drag.
Hey, well, you're doing the right thing. You need to be quiet.
Do like Leon did. Hang up.
and quit talking about giving you 10 in a break with a ghost car that ain't open that door.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie, I am scared. My car finished, but I ain't gonna run out there and race you. You've been racing on the street all damn year. I gotta work my way up to that.
Man,
but
I
am coming for your ass.
I'll race your ass in the track.
I'm a street racer, damn it. I'm gonna catch your ass on the block. I bring my car to Chicago to whoop your ass.
And I'm going to say this right here. Anybody who talking about quarter-mile racing and everything, that's what make good. You might want to do that with your car and this and that. But quarter-mile racing, man,